One-shots, different games, one shot at a time.
For entire generations of people now, gaming is as much a part of the fabric of their reality as television, films, books, music, and any other form of entertainment medium. Continue is a magazine for the gaming community, the global gaming community. Not just video and computer games, but board games, card games, role-playing games, alternate reality games, and anything that falls into the category of humans engaging to have fun. A celebration of gaming. Everything we love about this mad entertainment sector. Continue Magazine at www.continuemag.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Those of you who are signed up are going to pick one of these. Sterling is actually going to play a Union Trooper in support of you. So I'll let you pass those around and decide what you want to play there.
Oh, there's no Oklahoma Joe.
Well, you can rename them whatever you want. You can change the gender if you want. These are kind of our stock characters we use for conventions. I'm going to tell you a couple of alterations.
There might be now. I'm a boy named Sue. Hello, my name's Mary. Mary Sue.
The whole game.
You won't be able to talk tomorrow.
You won't be able to speak.
I don't see how that affects me.
Yes, we have decided that his stay here is going to be epic. So,
yeah. It is for the rest of us.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
It's another day.
That's true.
What do we got? Okay, so as you look at your characters, you need to figure out why you would be well known by Union Blue Railroad, which I'll tell you a little bit about in a second, in Montana. You don't necessarily have to be well liked by them, but you need to be at least be respected. Now, if you take the Texas Ranger, he's a little out of his jurisdiction here.
Yep.
So we'll talk.
That's me.
Did you take it? Okay.
If you can have
so you can play that one of two ways. You can just drop it and just be a cowguy, cowboy.
I think you
can. Or if you want to be undercover, then we need to step outside for a second.
Play it undercover.
That's what I thought.
Always sounds good for
probably. Do you think that might have aspirin?
I have aspirin. You need like the Excedrin aspirin or like the leaf?
Excedrin would be fantastic. Thank you.
Okay.
I did that. I played this character for about 6 months.
Well, you better do it well, huh?
He was funny. I don't know, does he have the whole Catholic thing going on there?
No, it would be
close. I'm going to have to take a swallow of your water until I can go after eating his back.
Okay.
Because he
created
the
mess.
I like it.
What's up? Not yet. We'll wait till Ethan sits down. So be thinking
Sorry.
About why you're in Montana, and you're going to introduce yourself in just a minute.
I was running Cabot Worlds earlier, and I lost the little baggie that they came in. So I know you're a fan. I do, but one of them is in the car.
I can get you a Ziploc bag. Oh my! And I get a cash box?
No. That was spammy.
But I asked nice. Because I'm like, yeah, you can have cash box.
These are your bennies. That's yours. Just you to get.
Oh my god, they're like ginormous.
Okay. So, first off, there are lots of different ways to run Savage Worlds. Sometimes, as you'll see, Bill and Peter, some of the guys who are running some Savage Worlds games here, it is based on a miniature system. So it's pretty crunchy, and there's lots of miniatures running around and so forth, but you don't have to run it like that, and I'm going to prove it to you tonight, because this is going to be a little bit more of a narrative, fast-action kind of thing, which is a little better for me at conventions, lots of people, okay? So you guys are all in Montana, somewhere within a day's ride of a place called Derby's Ford, okay? And it's been raining for four straight days. About dinner time the night before, you got a message from a Captain David Wilson at Derby's Ford, who some of you have fought beside in the Great Rail Wars. The Great Rail Wars is a quest to link the East to the West by several different rail companies, and they all compete and fight each other to see who's going to make it first. The rail company in this area of the world is called Union Blue, and for lack of a better explanation, they're kind of the good guys. Now, there's really no such thing as good guys, and there's a lot of gray here, but compared to the rest, they're pretty good. You fought with them before against some other railroads, particularly Wasatch Railroad, which is the mad scientist Dr. Hellstrom's railroad. Lots of automatons and clockwork men and so forth.
That's in the box.
And that's probably where he knows you from. Okay.
Do you know that person?
Everybody here is also a little bit seasoned, which means that you know weird stuff exists. Now, that doesn't mean there's a zombie apocalypse every other Sunday or anything, but you've probably seen something weird here or there, and Captain Wilson knows it. Okay? A lot of the troops that fight in the Great Rail Wars tend to be pretty weird. If you ever saw our miniatures game, it's pretty boring to make lots of human troops for everybody. So yesterday around lunchtime, you got a runner or a message or a telegram and asking you to come to Derby's Ford for Captain Wilson. You rode either a short distance or a long distance, depending on who you were. And who's got the preacher? Okay, so Padre, you're the last to arrive, and all these other folks are there. If you don't have a horse on your character sheet, you have one now. You also have the swimming skill at D6. Okay. You've been riding, Padre, you especially, you rode all through the night. You're soaked to the bone. You come into this railhead, which is a train on tracks, four very large tents. There's Chinese workers, there's American workers, there's African-American workers, there's all kinds of, it's a big melting pot here, right? Which is kind of a good thing, really. And there's a very small cavalry detachment that leads and protects all these workers. Cavalry detachment's led by Captain Wilson, who sent you the telegram. He and these folks, who you've never seen before, and three or four troopers who are in various bandages and splints and so forth, are standing under this one very large tent that's glowing orange and looks very warm to you. And it's open air, so as you get past the bodies and crowd your way in, it's really cold. It's like October in Montana. You're soaked to the bone. Your shoes are full of water. Your boots are full of water. Your hat's just soaked, just dripping down your head. You step under this tent, and what it is this huge bed of coals. And what they do with it, I mean, it's shaped like that, and, you know, a man would stand about this big set. What they do is they take these railroad ties and put them on there to soften them so they can rebend them or work them for, you know, whatever shape they need. And it feels so great and so warm under here. Now, it looks like some of the other folks are having some beans and coffee. Look like they've been waiting for a while. And Captain Wilson is attending to one of his men. He's got one healthy trooper left who doesn't seem to be all in bandages and splints and everything else. And he says, Padre, glad you can make it.
Great to be here.
I'm all out of chips, or I chip you already. Well, I suppose y'all have noticed our inclement weather.
Well, it's hard enough.
And you may have noticed, and he points over to the river to the west of you, about 30 yards out. River's been flooded for the last 2 days. Really hard to get across, and I can't make any further progress on the railhead. Now, we've all seen some action together. Where's Gabby?
Thank you.
Yeah, some of it's been hard fought and well earned, and some of it was just nasty. But I'm glad you're here nonetheless. Now, it may just be weather, but I got to tell you that a couple of days ago, 4 days ago. This fella named Dr. Samuel T. Wicker comes through town selling snake oil to the locals up in the town. And he points, town's just within sight up there.
Anybody can call themselves a doctor these days.
What was that, Doc?
Anybody can call themselves a doctor these days.
Yeah, well, that's the truth of it. So he sells them some snake oil, leaves town. It's hocus. There's nothing to it. It's mostly watered down licorice or something. I don't know. But he heads on up to the Indian village, little mini Kanji village, just up the river. You remember where that's at, Trooper, right? Trooper, what was it?
James.
Trooper James. He goes up there and he sells his snake oil. The next thing I know, I got Indians coming down into the camp while we're working on the railhead here telling me they're getting sick. And they want this Samuel T. Wicker fella brought to justice. They're making them all sick. Now they're saying their kids are getting sick, old women are getting sick. It's getting pretty serious, but I can't find the fella. He's already gone, right? He's headed out to California or something. So we form a little search party. We go out looking for him. We spend 2 days running around the plains looking for this Samuel T. Wicker while our workers are catching up. But in the meantime, some of them Indians start dying. And they get pissed. And they come after me with a big old war party. And this is all I got left is this sorry sack of, pardon me, private, these fine, upstanding young men. And I got trouble. Now, one of these Indians tells me that he's going to make it rain. Or Shaman's going to make it rain. And he's going to make it rain so hard that it wipes the white men from the earth. Now, it's been raining 4 days, and it just keeps getting heavier, and the river just keeps getting deeper. Now, I'm not saying they got some rain dance that's making this happen, but I need to find out. And I got hardly anything left. I'm going to give you a guide, and I'm going to give you 2 mules full of medicine to cure those Indians up there. And I'm going to ask you to take it up to them and try to make things right and get them better. Because if they don't, I'm going to have to call on Custer and his men, and we're going to go up there and wipe them out. Because they're attacking all the settlers around here now. They've attacked my men. I don't want that. You know me. I don't want trouble with them. I don't want to kill anybody. I just want to build my damn railroad and get my bonus. All right? So the pay is $100 a head. Deliver the medicine. Make it right. If they won't listen to reason, come on back. I'll take care of it the way I don't want to. Any questions?
Yes. Thinking to myself, what does the old way say about it? Which way would I tend to turn if I'm trying to be...
Well, any cavalryman who is trying to make peace with the tribe rather than attacking it, you're probably in support of.
That's why I'm here.
Yep. And Jim Wilson is Dave Wilson is a good man. I ain't saying he's perfect. He's a good man. Your first trouble is going to be getting across that river. You're going to have to figure that out on your own. There is a big old oak on the other side. It's about 30 yards across, so you might send somebody in, tie a rope, pull yourselves across. We lost a fella doing that yesterday, so...
That doesn't look like I can pulley across a river like that.
Well, I didn't say it was going to be easy. But the village is on the other side, and this is the best ford there is. That's why the ford is
just the Missouri.
If that's the best one, I'd hate to see the worst.
I don't even think it's got a name yet, Oklahoma. Or, I guess your place of fire. Are you Oklahoma?
I am
Joe?
From Oklahoma, yeah. But I took a right to follow this, make sure these white men are true to the land here.
All right. I just realized some of you probably don't know each other. So, Doc, why don't you introduce yourselves and get to know who you're going to be riding with.
My name is, everybody just calls me Duck Lightning. You can also call me Angus. I'll answer to either one. I've been here with, I help out weapons development usually, testing, that sort of thing.
Fascinating.
Yes, you like to play with those tinker toys quite a bit.
Pardon me? No.
Introducing ourselves to
no, I don't think so.
Right, what?
Yeah. I said you like to play with them tinker toys quite a bit.
Oh, you... No, look, if I do it now, it'll blow up everybody. That seems silly.
Oh, there he goes again. I'm Doug Laveau from New Orleans. I'm a fine gentleman of stature, and anyone who wants to say, play a few cards, roll a few dice, I am, of course, game to get to know you better.
I wouldn't do it. I've seen him skin a number of these young soldiers, I'm just saying.
Well, you know, I cannot be held responsible for the inadequacies of the youths here.
So as they're talking and you're standing around this large, warm fire, you see this very strange device strapped to his back that he's mostly got a tarp pulled over, but every now and then this little spark of lightning comes out of it. Doesn't seem to be a particularly safe device to be using in rain. But
it's absolutely shocking.
My name's Logan, yes. You know.
Dan.
I'm Dan Wilson.
No relation.
From Kansas. Had a bit of trouble with the Indians down there and the bleeding. Decided to come up here after. That's all I gotta say.
You handled yourself real well back in Deadwood, Dan. I appreciate you coming back out.
You are certainly a man of few words.
Thank you.
Andre?
So these infernal machines, by the way, what are they referring to? Are they specific infernal machines? Or infernal machines?
Mad science devices.
What's that?
Mad science devices, that's what that means.
Okay, so I'm your father, Sam Johnson, back.
I light my cigarette off of one of the stars.
Back east, and I used to...
That gives me an idea. I'll write that down.
Why he used to make some
I hate
of these
it when he says that.
Newfangled contraptions and contraptions and such.
Would you like a cigarette?
No thanks. That's cleanliness is next to God. Or how's that going?
I believe
that's
saying.
Dirty. I don't want it.
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
So
sorry, I prefer to keep as far away from God as possible.
Well then, son. We're going to have some talkings later.
Oh, I look forward to that one.
Especially with that... What is that thing, anyway?
This thing? This is called a beard.
Wow. Well, you...
It is finely manicured. And I like to touch it up with nice lavender water.
I'm talking about that infernal thing you got on your back there.
Infernal thing. The infernal thing is on his back.
I thought you said.
You don't see too well.
Oh yes, this.
I don't see.
You need to check your eyes.
I do. I got a little rain there. You know, I can't see outside. Have you?
This is my etheric static compressor.
Oh dear God! It's got too many words already. We're gonna have to get rid of that.
You asked him about it. Now he's gonna tell you.
A layman like yourself would call it a lightning gun.
I don't really have to. Really
you both shut up and let the lady speak.
No, then.
Son, you ain't
the principle is pretty simple when you get right down to
well,
it.
You
lack a single
piece of
goose rock. And you
she's trouble, that's who she is.
Who?
Trouble. Nothing but.
Gabriela Vasquez.
We'll be talking later about that shirt you're wearing.
It is a pleasure, ma'am.
Say that now.
Down here to stay out of trouble.
Here is a pleasure.
Here it's a pleasure.
She's hiding from the law. That's what that means.
No, not the law.
I don't want to know anymore.
Not the law, I can tell you that.
Are you going to go with Plays with Fire, Oklahoma Joe? You can call him whatever you want.
Everyone except the preacher probably knows Oklahoma Joe. He tries to remain true to the old ways. Purely fascinated in everything you have to do is mechanically and all that mechanical fire contraption. really interested in all that. He wants to learn the ways about it, whether it rides the balance in your force and all that good stuff.
You always refer to yourself in the third person, Oklahoma Joe.
He pulls out his real cigarette and smokes on the way the Dakotas do. Puts your cigarette to shame. And he says to you, "Is that Kansas?" "It's not Kansas. How many times have I got to tell you? It's the land of Kansas."
Well, you. He has his own name.
Captain is right. Nothing but trouble. And you, I don't know your place.
Robin, I almost
should ask
bad
where he's from.
Up with this bunch, but go ahead and introduce yourself.
All right. I'm Trooper or Private Gerald James from Northern Missouri.
Oh.
Signed on a few years ago. A few friends. After the last few days, I've got fewer friends. Anything we can do to correct the situation?
Well, you doubt if we find any friends here. Trouble about?
I can find more friends later.
There was always an abundance of friends to be found.
All right, approach trooper. So,
whole place ago.
After they get across the river, you lead them up to the village. It ain't hard. But just in case, it's dark out there. There's a storm. All right, well, I got all the equipment. Like, you're welcome to it here at the railhead, but I still don't know how you're going to get across that river. I'll leave it to you geniuses to figure that out.
No, I don't pretend to be a genius when I'm with him.
How far to the next?
No, it is swimmable. It's just dangerously swimmable.
We're just done.
And the village is right across the river.
Do you care to pray to God to get us across that river?
Him?
You do pray to the right God.
They're right on it. You mean the one that there is?
Yeah. I've seen the ground open up, swallow men, women, children,
and little dogs too.
Cattle. I've seen things in the skies. There's a reason I left Kansas.
Do remind me never to go to Kansas.
From what I hear, it's not that good anyway.
It's the land of Kansas.
Whatever.
I might have to take a visit there to Kansas.
Might not come back.
Well, then, I'll be in good hands.
I suggest y'all get a move on. If I ain't heard from you by morning, I'm sending after Custer.
Looking at their bridge building equipment, do they have the ropes? Do they make the tripod bridge? Anything like we can
They
do
have
like
ropes,
that?
Boards, all that kind of stuff, but it is just not going to take
We've got a couple
like
of got in the group.
We got enough railroad ties here to lash together. Maybe we can make a wrap.
Good, because I am not a flotation device.
We're going to need somebody to swim across that river with a rope tied around that tree over there so we can pull ourselves across.
What about the ponies? Can we get the pony across?
So the typical way this is done when the water is kind of deep is that somebody goes across, ties a rope to something, a rock or a tree or whatever, and then you loop a rope around the rope to your saddle pommel or, you know, however dangerous the river is, and then you swim on the horse across it with the guide rope kind of giving you extra traction. This river is really, really rough though, so whether that'll work or not, don't know.
Nice. Well, you look young and vigorous, wouldn't you?
I do not know.
Take it up, get over there. I lived on the prairie.
I should have named myself.
There's no water.
No. I'll stop it before he goes off. Have you ever done this before? And I'll grab
we
my
crossed the river a couple of days ago.
I'll go into the water with the horse and do it in the rope and do it the old fashioned way. See how that goes.
Okay, so you want to try to ride across the river? Pulling a rope. Okay, alright. So now you're going to learn how to roll some dice. So find your riding skill on your character sheet there.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father blesses this.
Yes, yes. Let the Indian.
Remember, I told you you have swimming.
One of them.
Okay.
Worshiping cattle.
Who doesn't have writing on their character sheet under skills?
You got swimming.
That's what I said.
A gentleman does not ride.
He said you do have swimming.
A gentleman does not ride a horse. He goes in a coach.
You are a D4. You're a D6
potter.
Okay.
For
your riding and swimming, you're a D6.
And swimming?
Uh-huh. It's Montana. Okay, so now you're going to roll that die.
And know when I die.
Will do. So you're going to roll whatever that die is, which is what?
Six.
A D6. And you're going to roll another D6, which is your wild die. Okay.
Six. And six. 12.
Okay. So what I want you to do, we're going to keep those, but take another D6 and add it. I want you to roll both at the same time. Because one is your skill die and one is your wild die.
Skill. Okay. Wild.
Yep.
That is six.
Okay.
And one.
So whenever you roll the highest on a die, you roll it and add again. So that's six plus six. Roll again. So that's a 15. Now the target number for most things is 4.
Wow.
Something like this river is going to be a -2, -4. So you probably needed an 8. Every 4 points over your target number is a raise. That's pretty much the whole
done this before. Move back.
Okay, so Oklahoma Joe steps into the river. His horse kind of, what's the horse's name?
It says Warrior.
Warrior. So Oklahoma Joe and Warrior step into the river. These waves are just violent, right? I mean, they're 4-foot swells. They're just knocking logs and rocks and stuff down this river just like that. And Oklahoma Joe just swims across the river like he's on a seahorse.
Now that is one impressive horse.
So you get to the other side, and there's this huge oak tree over there. Now, this is Montana. There's not a lot of trees here. But there's this one big, dark-looking oak, this big, creepy, weird limbs outstretched.
It is one tree, not a bunch of leaves.
One tree. And you can see that the banks have swollen, and it's starting to erode a little bit under there, but it's still in really good shape. Big, big, nice root system.
Tire off.
All right. See, tire off. It's completely dark. You see lightning flashing mostly up to the north. And visibility is 30 yards tops right now, which is just across the river. So all of you folks can just barely see Oklahoma Joe on the other side. And he hops off, runs around the tree. What, I give a whistle or something when you're done?
Yeah, if it's that far, now it wouldn't be so far. It wouldn't be at night.
Also, the
horse sweat. I'll take the blankets and crap off with the horse, and signal with the bridle blanket.
Okay, so you see him wave something around. Rope seems really tight. You've got to tie it off to like an anvil or maybe this huge fire pit on the other side.
I believe I see an Indian in the mist.
I suppose we ought to get over there.
Yes, I'm not too keen on getting in the water with that contraption on your back.
It's perfectly safe.
Well, then you can go first.
Well, mind that.
Give him a wide berth.
Yes. Okay, Doc Lightning going next?
Oh, yes.
Okay, you going to ride the horse? Bolt, I believe is his name.
Sure. Good old Bolt will get me through this.
Okay.
He hasn't failed me too many times
today.
Give me
a riding roll. Now, what precautions are you taking here? So there's a rope across. What are you doing?
All right. There's a rope that I am tying to the saddle horn.
Okay.
I am actually tying myself to the saddle.
Okay.
And throwing.
Yes, his name is Baron.
And, using a little bit of extra rope to make sure I'm secured to the horse.
I don't have a horse.
It looks pretty ridiculous, but I'm mumbling through the whole thing about physics and how the forces are interacting and how this is clearly the right way to tie a knot.
Clearly. Let's see if it was or not.
It was not.
it
turns out that it is in fact not the right way.
This is a 37 step knot.
So for those of you who haven't played before, these chips that I gave you are called bennies, short for benefits, right? Now, in Deadlands, there's actually three colors of fate chips, but for convention games, I simplify it. They do two things for you. One is, Eric can spend that and re-roll both those dice and try for a better total, and he can keep doing that until he runs out of chips or he's happy with the result. Two is, if and when you take wounds, you can use them to try to negate those. It's not guaranteed, but it's how you keep yourself alive. So, Eric, would you like to spend a chip?
I think I would.
Some?
Come on, Bolt. I know you're capable of better than this. I mean, sure, I got you on sale and all, but... All right.
There's a six.
Six.
No one. Seven. Okay, so... The good doctor takes Bolt, which is the shakiest looking mare you've ever seen. And Dan, this really looks like a piece of crap horse to you. You know, horses.
For a man who doesn't have a horse,
you have a horse. Everybody has a horse.
Because you haven't found a horse you like.
Okay. Maybe I haven't found a horse
and
who likes
to name
me.
It.
That too.
The company gave you a horse.
That's everybody's true. Got a horse. So,
and you shot it.
And name it too. All
right.
So Doc Lightning gets about halfway across, and the rope is completely taut, right? I mean, it's pushing you downstream with ferocious force, and the waves are just bashing against you, and they're hitting your device, and every now and then, woo, you get a little extra tingle from from being in a swell. But you do indeed come out the other side intact.
See?
So,
nothing to it!
Joe, the citified mad scientist with this devilish device on his back, comes out smoking and steaming.
Oh, yeah.
You are on the other side of the river with him all by himself.
Right, and I am wondering if he has damaged his equipment.
Well,
you don't know.
First, I untie myself from the horse.
Okay.
The saddle. I undo my 37-step knot.
Oh, I see. This
and fall off the horse.
This is a hindrance. I don't know about that.
Well then, let's make sure this works then. Let's see. Draw it off a little.
So you're drawing off the gun. He's looking kind of nervously around, and you're making the Indian fidget for some reason.
Making sure it's not going
to be firing a shot at
you. The lightning's flashing up north. Come with me, gentlemen.
This is going to cost me one of these.
Sticking with the lightning coming down, he's going to get hit.
Funny thing is,
if he didn't get electrocuted from his gun, fine. Hitting the machine directly. Might survive it.
Oh,
I don't really like the looks of things here. Going on about funky southern boys, Frenchie.
I would argue with you, but
right,
it would be beyond the point.
You wouldn't understand it anyway.
I don't need to understand simpletons like yourself.
I guess I will try and go across.
All right, Gabby's next. Give me a riding roll, Gabby.
So, Doc Lightning is standing on the other side, shouting instructions on how to do the 37-step knot.
He's acting like a lightning rod over here. So I'm running down to the edge of the river while she's pulling herself across. And I'm waving it faster.
What'd you get?
A 4 and a 3.
A 4 and a 3. So your best is a 4, and that's what you got. And what precautions are you taking?
None. I just ran.
Is that your final answer? Because it may be your final answer.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm tying myself up. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give you a Benny for your courageousness.
Okay, thank you.
So when you role play, do something really cool, you get a little extra rewards because you're going to be spending them quickly. My pile is going to grow as time goes on. Yours is going to go down. Okay, Gabby plunges into the river. What's your horse's name?
Mina.
No, lass. Use the knot. It's not that hard.
Gabby, with complete disregard for the rope and all safety precautions, plunges into the raging river and disappears beneath the waves.
Oppose.
I take off my boots and jump in the water after.
Okay.
I don't know how to swim, but I do know how to survive.
Take this rope.
I told you. If you'd used the knot, this wouldn't have happened.
So.
Are you diving in?
I'm diving in.
Okay, so you got a D6 swimming. Everybody does.
All right.
Okay, so you're going to roll that plus a wild die.
We're going to let that's a 6
you
and a 1.
Yeah, CanCon die saving you.
Yeah. Yep. All
right. Again.
This one
yeah,
or both?
They explode. Just the 6. That's called an ace.
12. What is it?
Oh, it's
18. I'm using this one.
2.
20.
20.
Okay.
He sprouts.
Suddenly it's a 50s musical water.
Okay, Dan, you're diving in?
I just dived right in for it, took my boots off, and dove in after.
All right. So Dan dives into the water, disappears into the darkness. You see a hand splash up out of the waves. He gasps for air, and he goes back down. You can't see him, and he's out of sight in a heartbeat. Anybody want to do anything?
I'm taking off my hat, setting it on my horse, and take off the jacket, folding it up, setting it down, pet the horse, which is of course perfectly brushed.
Okay. Waiting for the rosary.
Taking off the.
Well, I mean, anything in the river is going to get carried down at that kind of speed.
Oh, you are Catholic.
I'll jump on my horse right now.
Okay. All right, Dan. You go into the river. Bam! You're smashed into a rock. You're spun around. You hit a tree. Scrapes right across your eye, and you get this bloody, stinging pain across your face. And then, whoa,
another 20.
You hit something soft. You spin around, and it's dark, and there's waves crashing all over the place, and it's a horse's belly. And the horse is stuck up against a rock, pinned, and it's just screaming and wailing. And you're kind of getting sucked under it. What are you going
to
do?
I'm going to try to get up on that horse from where I am. Okay. Pull myself up on top of it.
Pull yourself up on top, and you just catch a glimpse as the lightning flashes. On the other side of the horse, under the water, hanging onto a stirrup, is Gabby.
So what do I do?
What do you do?
I leap.
You can reach down and pull her up.
Yeah, I pull her up.
Okay, give me a strength roll.
Okay.
This water is fierce. It's like hammers.
2, 3.
Okay, so you reach down. You can't get a good grip. Huge surge of water comes through. Now, if you want to spend a Benny and roll again, you can, or you can just wait till the next round, per se. We're not really in combat rounds, but every round spins underwater, I'm... These waves, I mean, it's like a monster has hold of her down there. Okay? You see on the river, as you're gasping around, pulling up, you see on the other side of the bank, Trooper James comes down. He's about 15, 20 yards back on the eastern side of the river, and he's got a rope, but he didn't know what to do.
I yell, I'm
okay. So you feel this hand grabbing at your collar, but it just keeps ripping off in the wetness, and the clothes are tearing. Want to do anything? Okay, so here's what you can do. If you want to reach up and grab hold of his hand with your hand, you can. But if you fail this, you're going to get swept downstream.
I'm going to do it anyways.
All righty. Let's see that roll. Both of you give me strength rolls.
Oh, he failed. 6 and 3. Ooh, 6. 7.
You can.
3. That's 10.
There you go, 5 and 1.
I got 10.
Okay, so this is a cooperative roll, all right? What she's doing is adding to your strength roll. So Dan reaches down with superhuman effort. He pulls Gabby up onto the saddle, basically puts you across his lap. She is soaking wet, choking, coughing, spewing water. You are exhausted, okay? That's a -2 to everything you do until you get warm and dry. Okay.
Meanwhile, he's got the rope.
Okay, so he's got the rope, but he's back on the east side. You're actually closer to the west bank of this one. Now, Preacher, have you played Deadlands before?
It's been a while.
Okay,
in the classic system.
Here's what I want you to do. Uh-huh. We're going to do spells a little differently than they're written in here.
Okay.
I want you to pick 3 that are under the bless. The bless can have. I recommend healing.
Yeah.
Smite.
Okay.
That'll let you do extra damage. And then 1 of 2 others. Boost lower trait is always useful. You can make people better at things. Or sucker, which is not SUCCOR. We're going to have to rename this at some point. Basically, it removes fatigue from people. Okay, you actually give warmth and blessings. Okay. Your choice.
So healing, smite, and...
One of those two.
Sucker.
Boost lower trade or sucker.
Sucker.
And you have...
You never think something when it's French.
to the girl.
It does.
It sounds so good.
We'll go with Sakur. And you have 10 power points with which to power this. Okay, so if you want to give me a riding roll, Dan, you can actually get to the east side pretty easily.
I'm going
to
give it a shot.
Trooper James probably can't even throw the rope.
Riding? Yeah.
Look at you go. Mm-hmm. All right. Now,
10-15.
So your immediate priority is survival. And you ride, what's your horse's name?
Well, it's her horse.
No, you're on, oh, that's right, you're on.
I'm on her horse. I left mine so back when
Mina.
I jumped in.
Okay, so you spur Mina over to the other side. And again, he's got you on his lap. Mina comes up staggering off to the other side. And Mina's, I'll have her a horse pants.
You okay, little lady?
Looks like she's about drowned as well.
Yeah. Stubborn, I'll survive.
I was talking to the horse. I was telling you, use the knot. It's not that hard. Look, you just need a compass.
Okay, so we have Shady Doug and the Padre still on the west bank.
Yeah, I'll do that. He'll
my horse.
Okay, you can keep your okay. Check it out.
And my horse.
I'll move. I'll go back.
And
my boots.
Oh, and Trooper James.
Oops.
And the mules.
I'll go back up. Back up.
Okay.
The rest
so I assume you ride up towards the tree. Okay, so you're all together on the east bank.
So smite on a Gatling gun is Jaihujik?
It's pretty good.
Okay.
That's a good term. Write that one down.
I've heard ginormous. That's
ginormous.
All right, so those of you on the other side, the east side, what do you want to do?
Wait, by the way, keep a lookout out there. I think there's some probably some other selling that's come to steal a gun.
Could be those engines.
Could be. Scientist is more likely, though.
Give you a little time. Taking a moment to...
I've seen skyships.
Call to a higher power
up,
to get me through this mess.
Okay. Lightning seems to be increasing in frequency, and if it's possible, the rain is coming down even harder.
Okay, then I'm doing his 24.
37.
20, it's in the 20s, that's
yes.
As far as I'm going.
Sarah.
So I'm thinking maybe, since we got two mules, we should divide that up. And one person take a horse and a mule, and the second person take another horse and a mule. I can take one.
Can someone take my horse?
A horse and two mules across at the same time might be a little too challenging.
So people on the east side really can't communicate with people on the west side unless you want to yell, which you can do, but it's either kind of limited. So those of you on the east side, for the most part, you need to figure out what you're doing. On the west side, I assume you're just hanging out.
She's probably trying to get dry.
I'll go to the shore and I'll yell my instructions to the 37-7 knot.
Okay, Doc Lightning's yelling something.
It's very easy.
You have to understand.
There's not many people.
I'll get one of the mules.
It's 14 degrees. It can't be 15.
Okay.
If I can take 14.
If I think I can take 14, I will do that. If I think it's cool.
It's certainly harder, but Padre and Doug do not look like particularly experienced riders.
Okay, I'm going to take the mules across now, so if I get in trouble, we have people on both sides of the river. That can help.
Well, yes, the preacher, of course, has God on his side.
He'll be there in a minute.
Okay, so is James going next?
So is, yeah, that's fine. Is Boost straight? Does it target me?
It's whoever you want it to be.
Okay, so
you can pick a skill or an attribute, whatever you want. Okay, so what precautions are you taking?
I'll chain the mules to the horse. Challenging.
Are the mules going to be lashed to the guide rope?
Yes.
Okay, and are you lashed to the guide rope? Are you lashed to your horse?
No. Okay. Horse goes, I'm not going to.
Okay, let's see that riding roll.
All right.
Okay, so again, the normal target number is a 4. And normally modifiers are -2, -4, right? So imagine, you know, leading 2 mules across a raging river at night. 5 probably isn't going to do it. Look at that die. These are cheating dice you made.
Apparently they are.
I didn't make that
17.
One.
That's the Sean
card. Oh, was it? Okay. Okay, so...
probably the same company, though.
It's Chessex, yeah. Yeah.
So Trooper James starts across the river. And what's your horse's name, Private?
Number 32.
Okay, old number 32 is about halfway across the river, and she's a pretty strong... She's a pretty strong swimmer, but those mules are having trouble. This water's pretty deep, and they're getting pulled downstream. But James expertly pushes 32 across and pulls the mules across and yank on the ropes just the right time, catch the waves at just the right time, and Trooper James pulls the two mules carrying the medicine across to the other side.
Now position him this side so that tree is... So that riders cannot see
it. Right, now, keep an eye out that way. I think I saw some scientists coming to steal the gun.
To make sure we can't be seen by those riders.
Scientists, you think they're scientists?
Right, scientists coming to steal the gun. Happens all the time. Look over that way.
Not say Indians.
Well, probably not. You think
paranoid.
Indians would be dumb enough to be out in this?
We are.
Right, well, there's one Indian dumb enough to be out in this.
Some shelter from those riders.
I'm looking up where he's pointing. Can I see it?
Not off towards
he spends a lot of time not talking to anyone in the party.
but still talking.
Well, Preacher,
does he have a familiar?
Why don't you go on ahead? I want to see if your god is with you today.
Well, I think he will be, because I think I want to boost the trait.
Okay, so Father, are you going next?
Yes.
All right, so you're going to do a boost writing?
Yeah.
Swimming.
Okay, so roll your faith. If you get a 4, your writing's going to go up a die type. If you get an 8,
roll my faith.
It's going to go up 2 die types.
So I got a 6.
Okay, so your writing is a die type higher than it was.
Die type higher, okay. And I got probably 30 of the 37 steps taken care of.
Okay, so are you going to lash the rope around the guide rope?
Yes.
Back to your saddle?
Yes.
Are you lashing yourself to the horse?
Yes.
Okay. Are you taking are you taking Dan's horse with you? You seem to be a slightly stronger rider than Shady Duck.
Am I taking Dan's horse?
Veteran opinion?
Yeah.
So you're taking Dan's horse.
Otherwise, I was about to shimmy across the guide rope to go get my horse.
Okay, well, he said, sure.
And the horse's name is Charity, but it's renamed to Gabriel.
Okay. All right, so old Gabe heads into the river.
No, Gabriel.
Gabriel heads into the river.
Gabriel. All right, so a 1 and a 6.
Ooh, 6 again, assuming that's a D6.
And a 7.
Okay, so Father Johnson, is it?
Yes.
Father Johnson heads into the water, pulling Gabriel and Dan's horse.
Axe and the tree to bends.
My horse's name is just Horse.
And Horse. And those of you on the west bank, sure enough, the river is starting to erode out from under those roots, but it's still solid right now. So the Padre gets halfway across the river, pulling the horse behind. He gets about right in the middle. There's this big surge of water, and he kind of vanishes for a second. But he's okay, and there he is. coughing some water out of his lungs.
You see, if he had time to look like he had, he'd have been just fine.
Lightning flashes. This huge webbed hand reaches up out of the river and envelops the creature inside. What do you want to do?
That ain't my guy.
Well, you see, since he has the nut, he'll be fine.
Son of a bitch, that's my horse!
it's really tough to see with the darkness and the rain and everything, but it's like webbing and bones or fingers or something, and it's if this is him, it's disappeared. What do you want to do? Quick.
Get everything back from the river. Everything back.
Okay, he tells everybody to pull back. Jake?
What have I got?
Carving.
It says, my attributes of spirit. The way I can call this water elemental down or something like that.
So you want to call to the water?
Yeah.
Okay, so you start singing to it.
Calm.
Okay, feel free. Gabby?
I'm still tired.
Terrible and
terrible.
It's okay, you don't have any magic powers anymore.
Piss the water off even more.
So he starts chanting and screaming something at the water. Gabby, so you're just sitting there panting?
Yeah.
Oh, well, one less preacher. Dan?
You know, when I dove into the water, I didn't have my rifle, most likely.
That's right. It's on, but
it's on the horse. But I probably have my pistol.
Sure.
So I whip out my pistol and go, son of a bitch, that's my horse!
Man, all right, give me a shooting roll.
Just take a shot at it.
Now, this is where I need to know which is your wild die.
Okay, well, because, do I roll two of the same?
Well, what's your
it's
shooting?
Are we talking fight shooting? D8.
Okay, so you're going to roll a D8.
Okay.
Obviously, you're
two D8s?
No, so one D8. You're
rolling your D6 as well.
Yep, okay. I got
a... In there just a second, let me illustrate a point. So especially those of you who are doing magic, if you roll a 1 on the skill die, that might mean there's some backlash or a malfunction or something like that, right? In this case, I want to know, because the preacher is enveloped inside this webbing, right? And a 1 on that die would probably mean you shot the preacher. It might mean it anyway, in this particular case.
It's all right, he's one of them
so,
cats.
So bam, you fire your hog leg into the pit, into the river, and roll me damage, which is 2d6. Shady Doug?
Watching this go on, one more while there,
she will roll that 6 again.
And 3.
14.
14 damage.
So damage adds to all your dice.
Okay.
Shady Doug?
Can I see what they're shooting at?
Yeah, I mean, it's this thing reared up in the middle of the river.
Oh, yeah. I'll be right with you, okay?
Some kind of webbed claw hand or something bigger than him and his horse. But it's hard to see. It's really dark.
I'm safely on this side of the river, but I will go ahead and try to... I'm essentially going to try to cast Bolt at it.
Okay, do it.
So...
Throw a card. Let's see it.
All right.
I want to see you throw a card.
And talk.
All right. That's the wild card. So.
I'm studying the situation.
Okay. Give me a notice roll.
4.
Give me a notice roll. 4. Okay. Well, that'll miss, actually.
Yeah.
Given the darkness and the distance. Okay.
Contemplating the situation deeply.
Rare opportunity when you get a monster this big and use your device.
Just saying. The dangers are high.
Dangers are high.
Son of a bitch, that's my horse.
He was kind of disapproving.
I'm about to defeat some divine intervention.
You'll get that this turn, Puck.
I'll unsling the gun then.
Okay, so you're unsling it, get it all ready.
Yeah,
so
just get it ready, yes. Okay. I'm cranking on it.
You know, he fired, you don't know. It's still 15 yards away. I mean, it's here to Bill Reger, the guy standing on the green shirt, right? And it's dark and the rain's just pouring. Hard to tell. Made a big noise.
It is. We can just see the hand thing. Can we see it goes back down into the water?
Yeah, down in the water, yeah. And it's just kind of doing this with it. It's not like pulling him down or anything.
Like
I'll
fire a shot, not at the hand, but down.
I will. Okay,
give me
a shooting bow.
Dude, that's like
good. Good, roll damage for 2d8 for a carbine. Oklahoma Joe, what do you want to do?
Well, as I sit there and try to calm the earth, go mad, turn back and look, draw the weapons and make sure I don't look for the riders behind the river. There's no really no place for me to hide other than behind them. So I'll just make sure them riders are not trying to sneak in on us.
All right. Gabby? Okay, you want to fire at it?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Give me a shot. Yeah. Shooting roll.
Oh.
You are a marksman, so that'll hit.
Even with her minus 2 penalty?
Oh, right. Rules lawyer.
Right. Thanks, so, Mark.
Bam!
Thanks.
You're still catching your breath.
You didn't beat the preacher anyway.
All right, Padre. So it's like you're in a canvas bag or something, right? I'm not being clawed or anything, but it's just, it's...
I thought that was his. You're right.
But
your fiance said
you
don't
can breathe,
talk.
Although it's...
Shane touches.
I'll answer to her later.
It's stuffy under here. And the waves, I mean, they're still hitting the webbing that's hitting you, so it's still wham, wham, wham every second. What do you want to do? And your horse is... Gabriel's just screaming to high heaven or playing the trumpet.
Tense thing and try to poke it at it.
Okay, so we'll rip out a...
Maybe like a...
You got a knife handle.
Do you have any holy implements? Like
you got a knife. Everybody's got a knife.
Knife, fine.
Okay, so you just want to start ripping? Okay. Is that a yes?
Yeah, to start with.
Okay, so you pull the knife out and you just start cutting and slashing it. Something impacts you right in the lower, right between the leg and the gut, and you just feel the most searing, god-awful pain. What's your toughness?
What is my toughness?
Should be like
charisma, pace, parry, and then toughness.
There it is. Five.
Five. Okay. So you're going to take two wounds. Okay. Now, if you want to spend a Benny right now and make a vigor roll to soak those, you can do so.
Sure.
I recommend it. Okay.
Yeah.
So make a vigor roll. Every 4 points, we'll soak a wound. Negate. Good luck, Padre.
Thanks.
God bless.
Two. Okay, that is going to do nothing. You'll spend another Benny and try again?
Try one more.
Okay. Oh, look at that stack.
Ooh.
Four and a five.
Roll that four again.
And
okay,
one.
Five. So you soak one wound. Okay. So you've got it. You've taken a wound. And you just feel this intense searing pain. Must be the creature.
Okay.
Dan?
I stop doing what I'm doing then.
Okay.
I get as close to the water's
you're
edge as I can,
too.
And I take another shot.
Okay, give me a shooting roll.
So, what was my good one? I think it was this one. Okay.
Oh, give me a notice roll.
Five and a five.
That'll miss.
Yep.
Okay, Shady Doug?
I'm actually going to start...
What was your damage
up?
Last time? Did I get that from you?
Hmm?
Did I get your damage? Oh, you missed.
No, I missed.
Okay.
I'm going to get up on the horse and start basically tying, you know, working the rope around the
okay.
stirrup.
You can do it this round.
Basically getting all ready to go across.
Okay, Doc, you hear the Padre screaming to high heaven. Gabriel is blowing her trumpet.
All right, then. All right. Try to drown yourself.
So he's in water, you idiot.
I aim at him, and then I move downriver about what I think the right amount is.
Sure.
And I let her rip.
All right, give me a shooting roll.
Okay, the CanCon die is my wild die. So I think my shooting is a D6. Yes, shooting is a D6. Eight on the shooting roll.
Eight on the shooting roll. Okay, go ahead and roll damage for me.
How much damage is first? 2d6?
Yeah.
That's right.
No raise.
8 points.
All right, Padre. So, slash. Oh! You heard this. You heard a couple of booms go off. Then you felt that searing pain, and now you're starting to slash. And you hear.
Do we see a skeleton?
Yeah, actually, you guys see this all lined up. What'd you get on your notice roll? Come here. Yeah, there's actually kind of see-through.
I just saw a guy.
For a second,
well,
I told
him to burn himself.
It's still my fault.
It's hard in the water.
He's not Scottish.
Water conductor.
No, he is.
Yes.
And for some reason, that thing always.
I thought it was
like
playing
like
Irish. I didn't think it was playing Scottish.
Always smelled like what?
Burnt haggis.
What I do with the gun in my own time is my business. I will say that I am
not
exploring
him,
alternate uses.
Very normal human
thing.
You think
that thing fires?
Nothing.
Alright. Well, I bet the booger felt that.
Okay, Trooper James, what do you want to do? The preacher seems to be in bad shape. He's screaming, and there's smoke, and so there's some blood coming out now. 15 yards, right smack in the middle. You can dive back, you can ride back in without hitching yourself if you want to do it quickly. There you go, hero. Roll that six again. Okay, so Trooper James splashes back into the river, grabs onto the rope. It's the only way you can really keep the horse there. And the horse is doing its best, old 32, to swim upstream. But it's just getting pulled down, and really all you're doing is kind of holding your spot. Oklahoma Joe.
That information you showed me earlier, smart and spirit, any of that help determine my course of action?
It looks like somebody painted it. It's like a human being painted it. Which is strange given the situation.
I'm pretty much ready to give up on him thinking the will of the river.
Sorry, Padre, it's the will.
You've got the will of the river. I've got science on my side.
All right, Gabby. Want to do anything?
I'm going to shoot at him again.
Great. Great. Favorite thing for you to do.
Six.
Okay, that actually hits. Roll damage for me. Okay, so eight. Alright, so Padre. You hear another shot and you feel this burning sensation in your lower leg right around the boot. What do you want to do? Gabriel screaming to high heaven, thrashing all over the place, beginning to work that rope loose.
Well, first things first, probably...
Horse seems fairly calm, strangely enough. You don't feel it pulling behind you.
Yeah?
Not thrashing.
Horse feels what?
Horse. Dan's horse. Named horse.
Fairly...
Yeah, so as you're Gabriel is thrashing all over the place, you do not feel horse pulling backwards on you with the same sort of thrashing motion.
Horse is pretty calm, in other words.
Well, let's start by grabbing Gabriel.
You got it. I mean, you're on him. You got a firm grip on the reins.
We'll put away the knife. That's a given.
Okay, you shove in the pocket.
Shove in the pocket. Pull out the rosary, cross, whatever it is I can first grab.
It's on your neck. Okay, and?
And just kind of reach out and try to touch whatever this thing is.
Feels leathery and wet. Dan?
You know, I've seen some weird shit in my life. So I take a look around. This is a weird tree. Is there anything I notice looking at the tree? Other than the fact that it's got a rope around it and it's starting to erode a little bit underneath?
It's never a good sign when that happens.
No,
it's just saying.
I'll be right back.
I'm on the other side, exhausted, and apparently unable to shoot.
On the west side?
You're unable to do most things. Well, unable to do most things are at a disadvantage.
A minus two penalty is pretty rough.
Shady Doug? And give me a notice roll, Dan.
Which would be just a deep regular old D6. I don't see. Oh, yeah, it would be. Hello. I have to keep going.
Well. Okay, come here one more time.
Should I just come sit by you to make it easier?
You want to hang around? You want to go home?
I really do.
Pardon me, it's tired, but this is really entertaining.
Okay, Shady Dog.
Now that I am securely fastened to my horse, and I'm normally I would boost the trait on my ride, but I'm dying to see what that is. So I'm gonna ride on in,
being curious. Okay, so Shady Dog rides into the river. Give me a riding roll.
With my mighty riding of D4, you said?
You're right, you're a coach.
So to hop on the horse and without thinking, just go, yeah.
Okay, so you're not securing yourself to the guide rope?
He did that. That's what I was doing last turn.
I thought you did.
That would be a 5 on there.
Okay, so what's your horse's name?
Baron.
So Shady Dog and Baron head into the river and immediately start having troubles. Now you're not going under, you're not knocked off the horse, but Baron just cannot keep up against this current. So you're kind of pulling the guide rope even more taut down the river and not making great progress just yet.
Okay.
Doc, give me a notice roll first.
My mighty notice of D4.
It's not your thing.
Not really. Really, when you have science.
This is where the action is.
Exactly. Damn it. 5.
Okay. So as you're preparing to shoot,
you're the last one to be getting come across, right?
Yeah. After he gets past, you guys are all on the other
side. My boots.
If you're the last one, we'll just have boots off.
Yeah, but it's
well, you guys are kind of busy right now.
Huh?
How are you doing in North
Carolina?
I'm good.
What'd you like to do?
I'm at the river.
Just checking for the hand here.
I want to. We'll try and take a closer look. That's all I'll do this round.
Okay. All right. Back to Trooper James.
All right. How close am I?
Boy, you savage.
Sorry. How close am I?
You see that painting right there?
5 yards.
Right there, between the fingers. What in the world is that thing?
You just got to hold it now.
Okay, so Trooper James rides out about 5 or 6
also
yards.
Also, buffalo on
himself. He's holding on to the rope as best he can, and so you kind of cock his head and look strangely at the scene.
All it says to me is, Preacher need not be here.
Now you hear
it. Hey,
he's got his teeth on a bar.
Hold your fire. I'll get him. Hold on.
Okay, stop right there. Oklahoma, what are you doing?
I'm letting the preacher die.
Gabby,
he's beyond my help.
What are you doing, Gabby? Quick. You gonna shoot again?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead and roll damage for me.
Oh, God.
What you doing, Padre, besides bleeding?
You know, every time you do that,
I'll roll that 6 again.
Oh, God.
What is that? That's 17. You can make me a vigor roll there, spend a Benny, because you're going to die.
Well, you didn't meet the creature anyway.
Bam, pop. Right through the canvas.
So here.
Is this your last chip? I
can't. That's it.
Good luck, buddy.
Thanks.
6.
Roll that again.
Seven.
Getting colder.
All right, so let's see. It was 17 is the damage. 5 toughness of 12, that's 3 wounds. So you stop one of them, so you take 2 more wounds.
Okay.
You now have 3 wounds. You are in bad shape. And sure enough, pop, you feel this impact in your chest. And it's warm here all of a sudden. That's kind of nice. It's just cold out here.
Sorry.
Man,
it's warm.
So Trooper James is yelling, hold your fire. Gabby's firing away. Because that's what she does.
Ever done that?
Stop it!
Trooper James. I look right there.
What you gonna do, Danger Dan?
Oh, right.
There's something with that buffalo on
He's
that hand.
Right.
You see that?
5, 4, 3.
I jump in with my knife and try to stab it.
Okay, it's a 15-yard swim through raging water.
Okay, that's not a good plan. You're right. So, I listen to Trooper James. I stop.
Okay.
I'm about to shoot, and I stop, and I say, okay, pretty boy, what's your plan?
Well, just aim. You can aim.
I'm aiming, but I'm not.
You get +2 next round if you decide to shoot.
I'll aim, but I'm not going to shoot. I'm going to say, okay, pretty boy, what now?
All right, Shady Doug.
I'm going to try to make it. I'm going to try to make it.
5 yards away from this thing now, and you can see horses just kind of doing its best to swim, not screaming and panicking like it should be if there was a giant river monster there, which probably makes sense to you now that you see this is a teepee that is washed down river and been caught on the preacher.
I said it was a teepee.
Well, there I was, getting all excited. Why don't you try putting your feet down, preacher?
Well, you can't get past him. I mean, he's thoroughly blocking the way. But he is getting shot and electrocuted. That's pretty entertaining.
Wow, that's nice.
So, Doc, they point this out. Lightning flashes. Sure enough, that's a TV.
Ooh, right.
But it is still a good test of your gun.
It was. I mean, the critter probably washed down the river like that. I mean, the lightning probably shocked it, but it...
Please, on, fire. Please tell me that's the current way to.
What?
Yes.
Right, swim harder.
Dark.
Stop shooting.
I don't see too well in the dark.
So everybody's stopping shooting and blasting and soul blasting.
Literally.
Everything else. Okay, so Doug, if you want to, and now that Trooper James is here, you two can easily just dislodge the teepee and get it to kind of whirl around and downstream. And you do so, and the lightning flashes, and you see the preacher comes in and his hair is all out. He's got a big bullet hole here, blood all over him, another one down here on his head. He doesn't look too good. I love it when they shoot the healer first.
Got some mixed reactions here. God sent me a TP and stuck me with all of you.
That's what happens when you pray for shelter in a storm, Father.
So you manage to drag everybody over to the west bank down. You're all over there. The preacher is in bad, bad shape. He's bleeding.
I put my boots back on.
What do you want to do?
Heal myself.
Okay.
Probably a good start.
So it's 3 points of healing.
As I'm getting back, patting myself.
You spend 3 power points to try your healing spell. So go ahead and do it. Now you're here's this is where it's bad to heal yourself though. You're at -3 due to your wounds. Okay. And the penalty for you need every a success in every raise heals a wound. So you're gonna need a pretty high total.
So I should do my faith, right?
Yeah. Now, real quick, does anybody have healing as a skill?
Yes.
Do you want to?
I will here, but you see, I have to put my coat back on and straighten up my hat from all this and retie my tie, and then I will take care of the preacher.
Okay, so preacher, you have found in your past experiences that the Lord helps those who help themselves.
Yes.
Okay. So if you can do some natural tending to first, it tends to be better before you do that.
If I can use the calling on the Lord.
So,
I understand that.
Sadie Doug, you want to give us a healing roll?
I will.
Assuming you want to let this blasphemer touch you.
And while you're doing this, I'm over here telling you. Now, look, since you did the knot almost right. Now, you did it right enough that at least you didn't fall down there with a critter.
I may have done it wrong, but God gave me a teepee and you shot it to hell.
I electrocuted it. They shot it.
Yes, and that is such a difference.
For the record, I was aiming for you, creature. But it was dark.
Doesn't that surprise
you? I'd say you'd actually hit him. I mean, look.
Be a 7.
Oh, that's a little late.
That will give him 1 wound back exactly. So now you're -2. Okay, that's a little better. So you get 2 wounds now. Okay. So now you can make your faith roll, and you're only -2 instead of -3.
In the immortal words of my doctor father,
regular
suck it up.
Sure, absolutely.
I'll take a quick look around. Is there anything else?
He told you to suck it up.
Now, would you please not be bleeding on my shirt?
Yeah, you see some candy.
It is silk.
No. Go easy.
So you may want to go ahead
his
and call
God
him.
God has protected him on his first test.
This was his first test?
As far as I know.
Five.
Looks like your God isn't too happy with you.
Yes, God wants you to go through this trial on your own, Padre. Now, if you had a Benny, you could spend it and try again, but it seems you're a little light.
I'm a little light.
Okay.
By a teepee.
So you're under this big gnarled oak tree. The guide rope's still going across the river. A nice warm glow of the fire pits on the other side. The Indian village is to the north.
To be in the lightning storm.
It's okay. We got Doc.
Oh, yes, and he's not drawing lightning at all, is he?
Bad news. Seems like the village is starting to come to us. Let's start pointing to the teepee and some other debris that's coming downstream. Seems kind of odd.
But never mind that now. We got to worry about the guy who's coming to steal the gun.
Oh, don't go on about that again.
What's a soul over there? At least, what, three of them? Maybe five.
If you two love birds, don't shut up.
Why, you want in on something?
I'm going to shut you up. Last time, there's nobody with guns coming to steal your gun.
What is on there, right there?
We gotta get into the village. You know the way?
Yep, follow me on up here.
Lead
we'll
on,
soldier. The guys boy. Here that, to follow on their own if they so choose.
Okay, so describe to me
maybe
roughly
the TV will take care of
how you want to travel. Single file, abreast, big clump, you're a little bit ahead.
I'll go ahead.
Are we on a, is it a trail? Is it like
no,
prairie?
It's mud.
It's mud. It's just all mud. As we'll parallel the river as long as that makes sense.
Yeah, you can do it all the way up. Okay, so are you ahead of them a little bit?
Just a little bit so I can keep an eye out for.
I'm gonna take the rear.
Okay.
So I'll be the last.
Everybody else kind of clumping up in the middle.
That's fine.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
I'm riding slow, a couple of horse lengths away.
Okay. It's about
making sure nobody turns tails and runs.
Captain Wilson and Trooper James have told you that the village is just like 3 miles up, but it's still taking forever in this mud. Now you're making good progress, but it still feels slow, and every now and then your horse gets stuck and pulls its leg back out or stumbles a little bit. You get about a mile and
would a tracking roll help me stay out of the mud pits?
Give me a roll.
Mud pits are doing it.
We got a four. Okay. So, no, I mean, you're doing it maybe a little bit better than everybody else, but you do notice there are a lot of tracks here. Now, they're getting washed away by the rain pretty quickly, but the mud's deep enough, some of it remains. And you see tracks that look like they're shot, and tracks that look like they're not shot.
That would be an event registration. Event registration.
To run game.
About a mile into this, Dan, your horse's back leg is stuck in the mud again, and it pulls it up. Gives a big, loud whinny. And you look down, and you see blood gushing from his leg. And it's stuck.
Yeah.
And it keeps yanking it, trying
yank
to
it out.
Every time it yanks it, you see another spurt of blood.
Are its other feet sinking at all? Does the ground look pretty soft where I am?
You know,
it's just that one foot?
Most of the time, these hooves are sinking in about 4 inches.
So, it's able to pull its other two out, not the last.
It's starting to pale.
So, horse and I, we've been through a lot together.
Yep.
It's a good horse.
So give me a riding roll. Let's make sure you're not.
So I'm gonna call to everybody else while I'm waiting. Hey, hold on.
Getting a little problem here.
Six. Four, that's 16.
Oh, great. So eight?
Well, no.
That was six.
Doing a skill, you actually, they're separate dice.
Ah.
So that would be a 10.
That would be a 10. Four. Well, this was a
and
six.
Then, right, six, and then plus four is a 10.
Okay.
And then this is also a six. You roll this one again.
Ah,
see what
okay.
That totally
so that was 10.
Was
okay.
Higher.
That was 10. There's three, so we'll go to 14.
Okay. So sure enough, horse rears up, but you hang on to it magnificently. As a matter of fact, lightning flashes just in, so he looks super cool, right?
All
right,
great. So it's like the Hi-Ho Silver moment.
That's right.
Just flying commercial break.
Yeah.
But it's like still stuck. And you know, being an expert horseman, to swing off the saddle and land beside it to get some weight off that back leg.
I jump off her, but I give myself a little bit of room. I'm not landing right by that next by that back leg. In fact, I think I'll jump off on the other side.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you something, just a second. Okay, so what do you want to do? Something down in the mud.
Something's in the mud.
Has caught its shank.
I don't have any gear other than my knife, I guess. Kind of like dig down into it.
You want to use your knife or your hands?
I'm going to use my knife. I'm going to use my knife to prod the ground around it.
Okay, so the horse is... give me another riding roll to calm your horse that keeps yanking his leg.
Five.
Okay, so you put your hand on its haunch and you get it to stop and you hold its leg down and you take the knife and you kind of prod and it's tough to hear with this rain. I mean, it rains like this all the time, right? It's tough to hear, but you think you hear kind of like a click or a clunk.
Click
it's definitely
or a clank.
Something hard under there. Not a clank.
Something hard.
Like a rock, maybe. Not, you didn't hear me.
I can't dig with the knife a little bit.
Sure.
Scrape stuff away, so I'll do that.
Okay, about the time you're doing that, you dig down in there and... you're looking ahead, and it looks like the rain has just washed all the mud and grass and root system away from this field.
I thought he'd never let me take a bite.
Is that?
So I thought he'd never let me take a bite.
Okay, so you look down, and it looks like there's a rib cage here, and your horse's foot has collapsed through the rib, and it's
kind of right in there.
And pulled back up. It caught.
Just caught it.
Now, you're not going to have to put the horse down or anything. It's not that kind of
so thing. I can snap the ribs.
Sure.
Does it look like human?
Yep.
Looking at it, would I be able to recognize that?
Absolutely.
But Abby, is it a skeleton or a corpse?
You want to dig? Right now, you just found a rib cage.
I just found a rib cage, but I mean, is there flesh on it? That's what I'm getting at. It's just a rib cage.
There's some rags, but they're just coated in mud.
Can't tell if they are Western made. You know what I mean. They're not white man rags.
Like
they're
a human being.
But I mean the clothing. I can't tell whether the clothing is.
If you dig more, you might be able to tell more about the
deer skin, etc.
You have to like take it to the river and wash it.
Yeah, screw that. I'm just gonna get my horse out.
Okay. I look around and see what he's up to. If we're in a graveyard.
Oh, joy.
Everybody give me notice rolls.
I start pointing out.
Okay. Everybody except Sterling.
I thought you said you knew the way.
The way's changing, apparently, with all the rain.
So the way is coming to us.
I didn't know my graveyard right before.
No, give me a knowledge. Smart rolls.
So.
This would be a strange place for a graveyard.
4 and 3.
Okay, anybody get something?
Yeah.
What did you get?
Four.
I got a 4.
Okay. So you're looking out, and you kind of have to wait for lightning to flash to get into light. What'd you get?
18.
Wow. And you see all these kind of lumps throughout the field off to the west of you and ahead, and they're scattered all over the place. They're not in kind of any kind of order, and it looks like they were probably covered by earth at one point, but the rains just beat all that away. And now you're seeing like a skull here and an arm bone there. Is that a saber over there you see? And is that a bit of an old spear over there sticking out of the mud?
Battlefield?
Oh, it's a battle about 2 years ago. It was a massacre. Both sides took atrocious casualties. There was something weird about it and rumors and nothing you really recall. But the locals talked about it. You weren't local here at the time. We just didn't really pay attention to the details. But bodies weren't recovered because people were too afraid to come.
Which group was involved?
So it was the 7th Cavalry and the Minnekanju, which is the same tribe that's over here.
Over in Deadwood, we heard word. Battle. Nobody came back.
Now, just for clarity's sake, this is not the little big one. This is not. But it's similar.
Start doing wonder if this is it.
Some priestly duties.
Was on mission to captains.
What was that?
Was from the captain told us.
Take this medicine to the Indians, make them better, keep them from attacking people, and maybe call off this rain if that's real. Can you believe in that kind of thing?
So who's got this medicine?
It's on the mule.
The medicine's on the mule.
Who is leading the mules? Good question.
Okay,
so it's about
maybe taking them all up front may not be the best plan.
There's some old, rotten, rusted carbines laying around. I mean, they're worthless. There's some broken spearheads, and there's a little bit of everything. There's some horse skeletons.
Do we recognize any of the brass buttons, any insignia?
Yeah, if you dig around a little bit, sure enough, you pull out a 7th Cavalry. Right on or something.
I think we need to be moving on as quickly as we can.
Yes, lovely countryside.
It's pretty sprawling, yeah. Probably better off sticking.
I'll try and pick a path. It's
Okay, well, actually, the bodies are a little more to the west. There's actually a little bit of a strip where the river, towards closer to the river, because it's flooded its banks.
They're all, how close to it?
And you can kind of see them now that you know what to look for. Okay, so you guys ride on. And one more time, everybody give me notice rolls. It's about another mile up river. About a mile away from the village now.
So I got you get 9.
It's actually
I did do it separately. So I had 4 and I got 9. So I had a 9.
Okay. Anybody beat a 9?
10.
I got 5.
Okay, so Dan and Padre, the group is moving north and starting to feel even more oppressive, if that's possible. And the rain is beating down, the lightning is getting more and more frequent, and it seems to be localized right up around where that village is supposed to be. And you're getting nervous and a little antsy, and you look out into the river, and in the middle of the water right here, and it's about 40, 50 yards across here, it's a little wider, you see some rocks, and where the rocks are, a couple of trees and maybe some of those teepees and other stuff have washed down and caught and formed a deadfall. And you all see it, and you look at it and move on. You two, however, think you see just for a second a figure stuck on it, out on the dead, like a humanish figure, kind of crouching like this, facing you.
I'm starting to wonder if the Indians called this rain, or if there's something else.
Well, this lovely atmosphere, I would think that if the Indians had called the rain, they would maybe also call upon a little sunshine around their village.
That's what's giving me the thought, genius.
This rain seems to be coming down rather hard.
Yeah.
Right.
Could be coyote. Could be Wendigo.
If you believe in such things.
Okay, so are you two looking at this figure? Do you want to let it be known?
I'm looking at it too, trying to see if it's moving.
Stop.
As we're moving, because we're trudging kind of slow, I'm staring at it as I'm going forward.
It just seems to be kind of trying to not move and keep really low, and there's like a branch that it's maybe hanging on to and it's trying to keep between you. But every now and then the water washes up over it, hits it, and has to pull itself back in. It's definitely trying to hide. And it's kind of smallish.
We're just passing by it, or can we flank it at all?
Can you what?
Go up, keep going.
You can't really mean here. River, you guys.
I stop and I stare really hard, waiting for a lightning flash.
The moment you stop, it hunkers down just as small as it can. And the glow of the eyes, not like a weird glow. Perhaps.
I think there's a child.
Disappears.
Did you see that thing?
I think it's a child.
Much oil, really. What where?
Well, you put that infernal thing away. Remember what happened last time?
I'm not putting up with any more
experiments. Yeah, you always just shoot at things you don't see.
No, that's me.
That's worked so far.
The fine work.
Crank it.
Okay.
Hey, Doc. Can you shoot that thing in the air and light up the sky?
Why would I want to do that?
So we can see exactly what we're dealing with.
Well, that's going to be great. Just go ahead and point it up towards God and shoot him, too.
I would say if anyone can do it, you could shoot God.
I really don't think I can hit the Almighty from here. He's going to be farther up than I can shoot.
I certainly hope so.
God already died once.
I would think that God is as far away from this place as he could be.
Give me a weird science roll there, Doc. Let's see if you can jury rig some kind of ball charge to go off over the center of the river. I like this.
Yes, three science is the eight. Five.
Okay, so Doc.
And I actually do lick my finger.
Sure enough, this ball of lightning erupts over the deadfall, and in crystal clear HD definition, you see this soaking wet but beautiful Indian girl hanging onto a branch in the middle of the river, and with such brilliant light, you can see she's holding a bundle in her arms that seems to be squirming, and she's doing her best to stay hidden from you. When she sees that, she goes, ah! And falls into the water.
I take off my boots and dive in.
Here we go again, folks.
And I am sucked under. Yeah.
Okay.
Three and a two. That's five. I'm going to spend a chip.
Ooh. Six again.
No. Oh, I got a six.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Ooh. And one.
Okay, Dan dives into the water, but the current sweeps him down very quickly, and he gets bashed against a rock where he's stuck. He's about 10 yards down, and the Indian maiden is about 20 yards out. What do you want to do? And you're kind of pinned at this point.
I'm pinned. I can't swim forward.
You can. Right now you want to catch your breath.
Go down river saying, don't shoot him!
We got him pinned now.
Obviously, I wouldn't shoot. I don't see any critters out there now, do I?
Okay.
No, Aaron.
You going in?
Okay. Well, I'm unhooking them.
So,
here, watch the heels.
Racing past where Dan got stuck, you see this hand holding this papoose up out of the water, just spinning around mercilessly, but she seems to be keeping it above water. You want to go after her or just Dan?
Save all right. The girl! Boy!
All right, so Trooper James dives towards you and then diverts towards the pretty girl. Your swimming roll better be good.
Six ring.
So from underwater, it sounds more like.
Oh, actually, I'm catching my breath. I'm just pinned.
Six.
Seven. Okay. So James comes swirling past you out of control. He manages to regain control for a second, grabs onto a log, and he sees, he's looking up, but he can't seem to find her in the water. Anybody else?
Oh, yeah.
Going in,
tying up a rope to the warrior and taking this rope. That's what I planned to do. Take the rope and hands up and then swim off towards the girl.
Okay, so wait, describe that to me again.
Tying the rope around the horse.
Okay, it's a quick knot, may not hold.
Swimming the rope to
Dan.
If that's successful, then I'm going to go.
Okay, so you're going after Dan first. Okay, so Oklahoma Joe dives into the water. Okay, so I'm going to remind everybody that four is the basic target number. A raging river is going to be a penalty, right? So do you want to spend a chip or do you want to go with that? Okay.
Apparently you like four.
Spend
another one or do you want to stick?
Don't anybody shoot me while
no promises.
You
still got a four. You can't do worse by spending
I thought I heard somebody say shoot.
You need new dice.
You need to put some mojo into your rolls, man.
I tried mojo earlier and you said you don't even know how to do it.
I mean real mojo. Okay, four. Okay, so the good news is you got a good firm grip on the rope. The bad news is
the bad news is
the rope that you looped around Warrior comes right off as soon as you jump into the water. So he hands you a rope.
And that rope starts coiling up all over you,
and he just goes spinning off into the darkness.
So I got this rope, and I'm pinned up against a rock. Can I manage to maybe lash it around the rock and make a
Give me a
knot?
Swimming check. We'll see if you can finagle that. Anybody else want to do anything?
Can I boost any girls swimming?
Sure can.
Six. 11.
No. Okay, you got a good front. Actually, you managed to get on top of the rock if you want to.
I'm on top of the rock with the rope.
Still buffeting you here and there, but you're looking dangerous.
How long is my rope here? How long is it?
Get out of my swimming roll. Doc and Shady, are you content to watch the, the show?
It is such an entertaining show.
Nine.
Go fast.
You're not going to yell directions from the shore?
Nine. Excellent. Okay.
11 minus 2. I still do the minus 2, right?
Okay.
I am going to go ahead and, while their attention is diverted, I will actually cast my boost rate on him.
Well done.
Oh, nice. So, I've got...
Five.
Which one's skill die?
Actually, that one is.
I'll go ahead and...
That's a one.
You don't want to leave that?
Pretty good there. Five and five, so five.
Okay.
Okay.
So that boosts it by
one. Swimming dive.
So, well, I've got the rope around me. I've got the rope on. Well, I've got the rope, and I've got the rope tied off around the rock. How much rope do I have? And how far away is she? I mean, can I reach her still while I'm holding the rope, or am I going to run out of rope?
You could reach her if you dove in after her.
Yeah, let me do that.
And swim.
Yeah, I'm going to dive in and swim.
Swimming die, one die higher.
No, boost is one die by one.
Oh, okay. So nobody told me that. Well, that's all right. So
That's an eight.
Roll both again.
Be bad. I don't think I have 14.
Wow.
So that's a 12. 16. Okay.
All right. 16.
Yeah.
Oklahoma, give me one more swimming roll.
I've ever seen
to the Great Hunting Ground.
Good dice.
Now, let's put some mojo into this roll. Let's shake it around. Let's talk to the spirits.
Maybe you need your dice tower, man.
I will lend you my dice. My dice did good today.
Would you like to borrow mine? Because they seem to be doing good.
I got a 78.
Yeah.
What were you playing?
Whoa!
Okay, let's see here.
He washes up somewhere in Colorado.
Meanwhile, down in St. Louis.
Back to Oklahoma. Meanwhile, here. Okay. Trooper James. You're doing your best to hang on to this log and find the Indian maiden. And you get to her, and she looks you deep into the eyes. It just feels like an eternity that she does so. And she hands you her baby. Take it? Okay, give me a strength roll. Just don't roll double ones. Don't let him roll for you. Don't let James roll.
I'm going to say if Dreamweaver starts playing.
No problem. Okay, she hands you her baby and vanishes into the water. Determinately. I don't know what the word is. Okay. Danger. She hands you the baby. but you slip off the log and you start going under. Danger, you dive in, you come after the woman, but just as you think you're about to reach her, James spins into your face, and you kind of grab him and the baby all up in a bundle, and wah, you yank at the end of the rope, right? So you manage to catch him, but the maiden's gone.
Gone.
A quiet 20 seconds goes by. Everybody's looking. You can't see. The lightning flashes. You can't see where the maiden went. You can't see where Oklahoma Joe went. 30 seconds goes by.
I start trying with one hand to pull myself back up the rope.
Okay, the rope, if you let it, it will actually carry you to the bank.
Yeah.
As you float in towards the bank, what are you doing?
He's coming into the bank where we're at. Well, I will hop off the horse and help them and start helping them out.
To him, Doc, you hanging tight with the horses?
Yeah, I'm hanging tight with the horses.
Okay, Padre, you staying with the horses?
Yes.
Okay, lightning flashes.
Hang up on the rope.
And the lightning
good. Take the crazy one. I'm not kidding. You may borrow my dice for tonight. Yours aren't doing you any good.
I'd make a better cartoon.
I see your CanCon dice made it on time.
Yes, they arrived on Tuesday.
Cut you close.
Plenty of time.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, Ellie did give a bloodletting for the male gods.
Minutes has gone by.
See, there, I saw them again. They're going to come after the goon. Hurry up, will you?
Look.
I'm in the water. We can't say anything.
You're on the bank?
I'm on the bank.
Sandy Doug pulls you up. Padre comes down, helps you out.
He's got this papoose.
James on the cover.
I'm looking at what he's got. We're looking at what he's got wrapped up. We don't know if it's a baby or what.
Is
it looking normal?
No, I reckon I know.
Is it a girl?
I reckon I know a much easier way of getting an Indian child.
Okay, everybody but Doc, give me another shot.
Five. Yep.
That'd be a 3, 6, 9. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. 6, 3, 9. 9. 8.
Okay. So, the river's raging. The rain is pouring. Lightning's flashing. No sign of Joe. No sign of the Indian maiden. Looking kind of to the north towards the village. Back down south.
Yeah, I'm actually looking after where he like went, seeing if I see him.
I walk down the bank a little way.
See what this note says before I go further. All right.
I look down the bank a little way, see if I can see anything. Worth a shot.
Okay, so you look down the bank and you see the Indian maiden with her amazing new swimming skill she earned has pulled Oklahoma Joe up onto the bank.
It seems like Oklahoma Joe has found
she
himself.
She reaches down and puts her hand on your cheek. And she gives you a kiss on the forehead.
Maybe we should give them a minute.
And stalks up the bank towards you. She takes her baby and she starts backing back down to the south.
Ma'am.
Throw it out the phone in the water again.
She gave you the baby's better not tell anyone back in
the south. Do we know what tribe she's from?
Well, I obviously know what telegram immediately hit back.
Is there any chance any of us can speak her language?
Nope, not even Joe.
Not even Joe.
Oklahoma.
Unlikely, but I've never seen her.
Indians do have a common sign language that you can get a few words across.
I see a pouch with the symbol of the old ways.
So when you look at her, you don't see any of that. It's hard to really tell. You don't see anything modern, but you do notice she's got a couple of pieces of jewelry that haven't been knocked off from her ride down the river, and it's expensive stuff in Indian terms.
Saved by an Indian princess.
Hey, there are worse things.
But I didn't get any of the bennies.
Okay, so she's starting to back away. Starting to back away and leave.
That's a hell of a baptism that kid went
through. You say anything to her before she's gone there, Joe?
That was good.
Try.
I should have gotten one of that.
Chances is pretty slim.
What do you want to say to her?
I'm serious.
Be my bride.
Okay, so Joe makes a few obscene gestures, and the Indian maiden first comes.
I do believe that's the universal language.
And then, after the gyrations, she smiles kind of lovingly and gives you a no.
I am broad.
You're a handsome guy, but...
Yes, he stands there and flexes. Right, you know, we just came from the river.
But my charisma sucks. It is right there. I have a big, huge penalty of charisma.
So,
I wish I'd seen that before I asked her to marry me.
So she does smile.
That's just because you're ugly.
And she stops for a second. She takes her knife and she points up north.
This is the direction.
That's the direction we're headed.
The greeting?
Is that a
what
warning?
Does that mean? Yeah, I think she's warning us.
Did you nod? Did I see you nod?
I turned to him and trying to figure out what it meant.
I think her message means if we want to help her, we need to go that way.
Or if we want to die, we have to go that way.
Be sure what it is.
I don't trust him.
The only thing I have to communicate with her is a hindrance on my feet.
Don't worry about the security sheet. What are you trying to communicate?
Oh, Lord. I'll probably have to do it then.
She was the angel. Find out she's just as frightened as...
Wait. Ask her what happened to her people.
What happened to your people?
Thoroughly
soaked piece of paper and a stubby pencil. And I try and draw something and tear the crap out of the paper.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Right!
I take a stick.
So she bends down with her knife and she draws a couple of teepees and then she slashes them and then she draws a skull. So points north. You definitely understand no.
I draw a picture in the sand, or I try to draw a picture in the mud of a sick person and kind of look at her questioningly. Yeah.
Yeah. She doesn't get it.
She doesn't get it.
So if I have healing, do I know what the symptoms of whatever this evil thing is that's happening?
Well, you might when you see the people, you know,
but not before. Looking at her, she looks
fine-ish.
Yeah, she looks quite fine, actually.
She's kind of bloody and bruised. Looks like she's had a ride down that river. But
and the child?
Child looks fine.
I take a day of my trail rations and hand it to her.
She grabs it.
I believe what she might be trying to tell us is if we go that way, there isn't the death.
And it's in my hand, or if you want to get on the horse with
me. She says no.
I think what she's saying is she needs to move to the city, and she'd rather die than marry that one.
What'd she say?
I think what she's saying is she needs to move to the city, and she'd rather die than marry that one.
Clearly, that's what she was saying. Okay, so she fades off into the darkness to the south.
Well, I, for one, have always been seized with the image of death, and I wouldn't mind going and seeing it.
Joe, do we have any idea what this illness is? What are we dealing with? Is it the diphtheria?
I haven't seen it.
Is it the red shakes? Is it the runny forks?
I'm pretty sure he's making that last one up.
You sure are, yeah?
Yeah, pretty sure. You see, doctor really
is
my...
most common is yellow fever, diphtheria.
I mean, I am a doctor, but...
Typhoid.
Not that kind.
Not that.
You ain't seen nothing to see the runny forks.
What kind of medicine do we know? What kind of medicine we're taking?
Yeah, it's not labeled.
Well, I, for one, definitely want to find out what's going on.
I just gave you this stuff. I'm out of the supplies on the train.
What kind of medicine are we carrying? We even look at this stuff.
I'm just finding out here.
I'll take a look. I know chemistry. I'm sure I'll figure it out.
Something.
I go to the medicine and I pop open one of them and take a whiff.
Smells
medicine-y.
Doc, what's it smell like to you?
Ginseng-ish or something?
I will take
why do you ask him that? Everything becomes like haggis to him.
We're opening this stuff up in the downpour.
Be careful.
Make sure I have it music, which I do. Okay.
It's just spring.
Can't count dice a wild die. Got a 5.
It's something. It's medicinal. It's not poison.
Wait, it'll be perfectly fine. It's not poisonous or anything.
I take a drink.
It is not alcoholic, and it tastes like
piss. I spit it out.
It's like castor oil.
It's medicine. I'm glad I learned it. Railroads ain't poisoning these people out.
That is at least a
comfort.
They're already sick. Why would you want to go
poison? Besides, if they wanted to, they'd just call Crusher over and he'd take care of the whole mess.
Without having to pay the rights. Without the treaties in place.
I don't know anything about
without
that.
Without the government getting involved.
I'm pretty sure that we can't help the patient unless we actually go up and see the patient.
Right in the back. You got a mile left. It's not far.
I saw you going up there and see things.
Okay. So what I can't figure out is what she's hiding from in the first place.
I already told you what she said. She'd rather move to the Sooty and Dive or marry in that one.
Hey, Padre, I just want to remind you about one thing. You do have a spell that can help Gabby if you care to use it, because she's still just slumped down in her saddle, can barely move.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. Before you get to the village, might be the time to do it if you want to do it at all. There is that.
But does he know that? That it was her?
She is fatigued. What was it? Sakura. Did you take?
Sakura.
No, I took Boost and the Alien.
Right.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a nice warm TV at the village. You can just go inside, have a little peace pipe, and I could take that and warm up. Then again, maybe it's a ruined village, which is exactly what you find 1 mile later. Okay, so you approach the village, and a little hard to describe, but there is a large flat plain that slopes a little bit south towards you. And the rain is coming off the mountain behind you, okay, and just washing all these teepees and stuff into the river to the west. The village is north, river to the west, a lot of the teepees, they're all down. A lot of them collapsed and flooded into the river. The mountain behind them, there is a small embankment, probably about 40 feet high, and a little flat place up there where there is an occasional lightning strike and some noise, but I'll come back to that. Down back at the base of the village where all the teepees have collapsed, there are bodies lying everywhere. Okay? And to the left of the village proper, there is a stack of something whitish, about waist high, some kind of low wall, about 20 feet long. Next to the wall looks like a carriage, kind of like a stagecoach, but a real small and real tight. And it looks like it's been pulled apart. You can see it's in ruins, and it's kind of laying down on its front wheels. And you can just barely make out from here that there's a dead horse lying in front of it.
Does it look like a woman's coach or a bank coach?
No, it looks like a black coach that had it. You've seen coaches like it. It's like a traveling salesman's kind of coach with glass side.
Got it.
Probably just enough room inside to sleep, store some stuff. But it's been pulled to pieces.
That medicine show gone bad.
For teepees down there, if you want to do your target practice.
No. And I already told you, I drove the beastie off.
Infernal contraction of yours.
Right, but I'll tell you who I will shoot the next time I see those guys on horses. Don't get in this thing.
We only have till sunup. Is that right?
Well, I would definitely like to see what's in that wagon.
Right then. Since
she needs to dry out.
The trip itself would really
take
half an hour.
How long would that take for her to dry out?
Well, if you could find a dry place, half an hour. But there's... You're not seeing any dry places.
Not even... Are the teepees all flattened?
Oh, yeah.
So none
and
of them
ripped.
Okay. So none of them are up. Okay.
I'm going to go down and investigate the wagon.
Okay, it's actually a little bit up.
Okay, so you'll go up and investigate.
I will go with it.
She kind of, you ride in. So you ride in and you see bodies everywhere of Indians. Okay? And they look like...
Do I see any signs, as a doctor, do I see any signs of how they died, just visually?
Yeah. So, what you see are explosive exit wounds. Now, you, give me a smarts roll. You give me a smarts roll too, Doc. I'm going to give you plus four on this.
Oh, yeah. 12.
So you know this from your experimentations. You know this because you, when you were a boy, there were a bunch of kids out playing one day in a lightning storm, and sure enough, lightning hit, and one of the little kids got hit by lightning, and the lightning arced out of him and caused these explosive exit wounds. And that is exactly what looks like has happened to all the Indians here, except for the pile of them over by that wagon. That low wall you saw looks like a pile of people who have been there for a couple of days and have been piled kind of neatly. You don't see exit wounds on them. They look white and grubby. There is a reason you are
called Tokushiri. Right then. You see, that's made by lightning.
Lightning, yes.
Lord.
You don't. You don't see any shamans or chieftains or anything. I mean, it looks like these guys were just kind of running around pell-mell and got hit by lightning, except for the dead one. Now, over by the pile of corpses, which again looks fairly old, or a few days old, there's this wagon, and a bit of the glass is still in place on one side, and while all the words aren't there, it's easy for you to guess that it said at one time, Dr. Samuel T. Wicker's Amazing Elixirs. Now, the glass has been shattered all around it, and you see all these bottles have been pulled out of it, and they've been smashed on the ground, and there's glass lying everywhere. There's still a horse, a dead horse, in its trace attached to the wagon, and it's laying there, and you see arrows sticking out of the wagon, the horse has been cut and mutilated. You do not see any white men here, however. Now, I mentioned you heard a sound from up on that little plateau, just out of sight, about 40 yards or 40 feet up that little hill. And what you hear over the occasional lightning, the pattering of the rain, the roaring of the river off to your side is...
It's like a murmured chanting.
And it is just as difficult to hear as it really was just now.
Okay.
Good. Sounds to me like we've got a bunch of the savages doing whatever he was trying to do. Only prettier.
Now, you know,
seems
that
to me
there used to be
don't
steps
like medicine,
carved out of the earth, and that
or
was
at least they're not going to like this.
They don't like white men.
They're
not going to like this.
You could still climb it. It's just a slippery
slope.
You guys
have previous experience with that fake snake oil crap.
Yes.
Wait, except this is the real stuff. It'll be fine.
The pile of bodies, they look like
they need to shift.
We'll be very careful about that.
And there's probably 30 or 40 of those. And then another 50 or 60 of these others.
Can you take a look at them and tell what they died of?
Well, those all over here are all lightning strikes. Then, I have no idea. I'm not a doctor. that kind of doctor anyway?
Not the diphtheria. Not the running forks.
Looking at the other bodies, so no outward signs of death. They just look like a keel.
You know, if it hadn't been for 4 days of rain, maybe you could have told what their color was or something. But they're just washed white at this point.
Well, we've seen their markings on their teepees and stuff like that, so maybe I'll know. Respond with friendly animal noises, friendly to that tribe.
So you make some calls and not an answer
back to them, nowhere.
Wait, so you want me to try the bold lightning thing again?
I'm not winding it up. You just let me know before you.
There's something coming up.
So the lightning hits, and the water that's standing throughout this entire village sends a little jolt up all your horse's legs, and they kind of jump and skitter.
So the shaman lit up the hill.
He was a shaman.
No, they did. When we were here before, there used to be a better path going up the mountain.
They were chanting, stop. They didn't answer the door.
You still hear it, but it's real faint.
If I can get a little bit closer.
Seems to me there's only one way to go find out what's going on up there.
Then you'll have to get off.
I do believe there is only one way to go.
I get off my horse and try to go up the muddy hill, up the rise, and see if I can see anything.
I urge my horse on towards the
chanting. Okay, so it can stop at the base of the hill.
That's 9.
And I'll get off my horse.
Okay.
I rolled a 9.
Great. So Dan uses his, what do you get, a rifle?
I got a rifle.
You got a rifle, and you kind of dig that in. Barrel up,
right,
and help yourself. And Shady's going right behind him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Give me an agility roll. And even with your 9, which is a good roll, you're sliding and slipping.
It's just muddy.
And as you're looking down, the light hits. There's actually several Indians that are lying like this in the mud. They were climbing up as well when they got hit by lightning.
5.
So you're making it behind him too. You're just sliding more and going slow. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Dan, you get to the top.
Yep.
Boys, remember to drop a rope.
I never think that far ahead.
Like the one you've got there on the horse. Well, be a good lad. Up the hill. Carry the rope.
And then throw it back down the horse and see it.
Try.
Funny too.
I like these chips.
Didn't you get them?
No.
Oh, yeah.
They're.
You have them. Because I know that I've seen them before. How long have you been sitting?
Probably too long.
So I take it you have to stand up now and again?
Yeah, I just can't sit for too long.
So Dan stops cold at his muddy tracks.
And eats a cupcake.
Those worms are hard.
I know, my kids love them, and that's just like, ugh. Let's see how they eat them. They hurt my teeth.
Somebody's gonna have to give me a boost up there.
It's the citric acid.
It is.
get someone up there with a rope, they can all us both up.
Would you like me to get you a couple napkins?
No, I'll go get some in a few minutes.
Okay.
Or I'll just lick the table.
Okay.
This guy just kind of dangling there.
I just figured I'd offer.
Appreciate it.
There you go.
You don't want to see what's up here.
Meanwhile, the doctor's priming his bun again. Urge them up the hill.
Oh, is that what we call it now?
He's testing it.
You should have bought science lab.
So these two climb to the top of the lip and they stop. What do the rest of you want to do?
Okay, so it's gonna go up with the rope then.
Hey Gabby, give me a notice roll.
I'll start climbing up. Lower it back down.
Two.
One of them looks barely alive, and the other one looks barely dead.
There they shout out.
Last rites.
Well, I am not one for vulgar type of language like that.
No problem. Okay, so you start up the hill.
I would have to shout you.
Oi, what'd you stop for?
Gabby, it occurs to you that this, you're kind of sitting in the back, nobody's paying attention to you, and there's two huge cases of medicine that you smelled when you opened it. Might be a little picky up
with you. Zealous medicine.
And it doesn't look like the Indians are going to use it. Just a thought. Do what you want to do. It might also be poison.
Well...
I tasted it and spit it out.
He's still alive, so I think I'll take a swig out of it.
Okay, sure enough, you get rid of all these fatigue levels. So you're minus one to your roll. Okay, so... Dan and Shady Doug at the top of the lift.
So they're coming up behind us, right?
What's that?
These two are coming up behind us?
I'm not.
Okay. I heard Trooper James is coming.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's coming up the rope.
Okay, you want to call down and tell him what you see or not?
Hell no. I just take my rifle out and take a shot at the guy who's tied up. I'm going to put the poor bastard out of his misery.
Okay, so he pulls his carbine or his rifle up, takes aim at the guy to the post.
And I crouch down, very visibly getting into combat mode, and sling a card bolt at the shaman.
Okay, go.
Shotgun. What is that? I guess it's just. Is it fighting? Is that what I'd be doing, or
no,
what would I be?
Shooting.
It's shooting.
It's shooting, right?
Okay, so D8.
So D8 and your D6.
Yep. Well, let's do the really good one.
Decide what kill the Indians then.
A 6 and a 6.
And another 6.
Ooh, a 12.
That's 15.
15. Me that guy, ill wrought. Not from your point of view.
Wow.
I got a 15 on the bolt.
I got a 15 on the shot.
Okay, so let me describe the scene to everyone as Trooper James hauls the rope up, grabs onto the edge of the plateau, pulls himself up, and sees the scene of horror just as you guys do your thing, and I'll describe the whole scene. So what's up here, and I'm going to take you over for 1 second, and you'll describe it or something, right? Then the rest of you can come up if you want, but there is there's a circle up here. In the center of the circle is a totem pole. It is the most vile, evil-looking thing any of you ever seen. It has 4 distinct faces. Tied to the totem pole with his hands behind his back, down on his knees, facing outward, is a white man, long stringy hair and a black suit. Probably Dr. Samuel T. Wicker. Nailed to the totem pole are several fingers, eyeballs, ears, and a tongue. Walking around the totem pole in a furrow that has been dug after 1,000 and some trips is an old shaman. And he's walking with this many fingers left, staggering, empty eye sockets, no ears. Just as you crest the lip and you see this scene of horror and your eyes go wide, because you're just a simple boy from back east. Danger Dan pulls his rifle out, shoots the white man right in the
heart.
And he,
burn it!
Falls and dies. About the same time, Shady Doug whips a card from some pocket somewhere, Hurls it at the shaman.
That's 11 damage.
And he catches the shaman right in the throat. This card sinks into it, and you see this slit appear across his nose. Blood gushes out across the field, and now that as you watch the blood pour out, there are a dozen braves lying here dead as well, and he falls backwards and collapses with a wet splat, gurgling and hissing in the mud. And he dies.
Okay.
Wait, so we've decided to shoot the Indians anyway, then.
And the white man hostage.
I'm down at the bottom of the...
I turn around, and I yell,
he said to burn it! Burn what?
Lightning smashes the ground right in front of you. Everybody up top, roll a d6. This doesn't exist.
One.
Okay, Dan, you're looking... He said to burn it! And just as you do that, the top face, which is kind of like this, goes... Oh, and this lightning bolt explodes the mud all around you. And you kind of look aside and you look back up, and it goes. Now the other faces go. And they're looking around. Now these are just really shallow carvings. I mean, it's almost, you have no concept of cartoons,
but
that's the closest.
I've seen them funny pictures in the magazine.
Now, having screamed out or whatever, there's an evil looking totem pole up here. Give me a smarts roll, and you can too, Sterling. So, Joe and Sterling, give me a smarts roll.
Five.
Oh.
Looks good, finally.
So, you roll that six again?
11.
Indians of the Plains Indians do not use totem poles. It is a Northwest Indian tradition. Okay, what do you want to do?
But we are in
the No, you're in the plains. You're in Montana. You are far away from totem pole territory.
So stopping in mid-chant, you know, kind of kiss the cross, the duty calls, and they have the Gatling gun out, looking up at this whatever's happening.
Okay, you look up, and you're still down on the yes. on the plateau, right? Down in the village. You look up, and you hear down on your boot. And you look down, and you see this Indian brave that was laying there nearby is going... clawing at your boot. And you look around, and as you guys see the preacher look, you look, and you see the field around you starting to squirm.
Oh, this ain't right.
I'm going to yell that. Hey, Doc, we need something that makes fire.
Says,
oh, he's coming up.
And the totem pole looks up at the sky.
That I do.
And you realize it's awfully wet out here.
Why I'm calling the guy with the big lightning.
All right, I'm grabbing onto the rope and I'm using that to help pull my way up.
Stopping wet, covered in mud.
You got a rope. Give me a strength roll.
Okay. I'd rather have the agility roll.
Madison, you're the best of you.
So we can pour and burn.
Okay, so Doc's taking a long time.
He said it smells like castor oil.
Everybody roll a d6. This will not ace. Just tell me if you get a one. Oh, I just want to know ones. So you two got ones. Okay, what'd you get?
I got a 10.
Wow. So Doc Lightning grabs the rope and somehow manages to pull himself up the cliff, gets to the top, looks at the totem pole.
You go, whoa! Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, sweet Mary, Mother of Joseph!
Okay, Gabby, this lightning flashes beside you, splashes right up around your horse. Are you still down on your horse? Down in the
yes.
Plateau? And your horse goes, and whinnies and rears. Give me a riding roll. Padre, oh, this bolt comes down right out of the heavens and smacks you in the saddle for 12 damage. Toughness of 5, so that's going to be a wound unless you want to soak it. What'd you get, Gabby? 4. So, Gabby, managed to hang on, and Mina lands back in the mud with a splat. You gonna take it?
I got nothing. So.
You got nothing. Okay, I think that puts you back at 3 wounds, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, you felt this, and you felt that energy just, and it's evil, vile energy. This is not pure lightning from the heavens. And you see all those squirming undead start to pop a little bit faster, and whatever moves its head up and looks at you like that.
Very nice.
Okay, Doc, you're at the top of the plateau. You see this totem pole. It's actually on a base. It's not down in the mud.
Okay. I unsling the lightning gun, flip the dial over to 11 because it goes that high, and let it rip.
At give me a roll.
Totem. Five.
That'll hit. It's not moving.
All right. No razor. So the code for turn it to 11 meant turn it to 3d6. Can I do that?
Absolutely.
All right, I'll have to roll an extra one. 7, 13, 18, plus one more. 19, 20.
Okay, so here's what happens. You get a good generator going, and zap, you zap the thing with lightning, and just as you're still cranking, right, it looks at you, goes, and then you let it loose, and he goes, and you see it, sure enough, it's a little bit scorched here and there, but it's soaking wet, and it's going to take a really, really hot source of fire if you want to burn this thing, if you think that's what you need to do. Lightning is not going to do it.
Gabby, bring up that couple of bottles of that medicine.
I hold the medicine over to that door and try and plant.
Medicine becomes the happiest vile
you're
thing
hauling,
I've ever
hauling
heard.
Water.
Medicine.
Oh, okay. All right.
Had some kind of oily, smelly substance to it.
Okay, no problem. You got a rope now, so you can get right up to the top. You got this huge crate. You throw it up top. You got a huge crate of medicine.
He goes,
throw a jar at it.
Okay. Smashes all over. He goes,
now fire at it.
Right then.
Try one more time.
Oh, wow, nice. It's a raise.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, already got it. Actually, it doesn't matter.
As long as one of them went to one.
All right. 8, 9, 10, plus the extra die. 13.
Okay. All their eyes kind of roll around in their head. And then you go, yum, 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 yum. Everybody roll a d6.
Oh, boy.
Lightning and eating the lightning.
The lightning, right. Which is what's going on all around us.
All ones?
I think we just lost you, Father.
Okay, Padre. So the undead down here are beginning to rise. They're actually getting to their knees now.
Yeah,
right?
I want
to
know.
And they're crawling towards you. Okay? So you can do that right after I shock you.
Okay.
Okay, so you get shocked again. You're shaken. You get past that, no problem.
Okay.
The undead are rising. They're starting towards all the collective forces that have been left down at the bottom of the plateau.
Yeah, there's a smite.
And some are coming towards you. Roll your smite.
Okay. -3. Yeah. Faith, correct?
Yep.
Three.
That is not going to do it. The Lord is not with you again.
Thanks. Thanks, God.
But maybe it's this evil presence permeating this entire field here. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe you need to get the heck out of here.
She's soaked. The castor oil's still up there. Didn't whatever the patent medicine was. Didn't do a thing.
In my experience,
you're a smoker. Take one of them smoke coffin stick there and throw it at that damn thing and try to light it on fire.
What happens when I shoot Ghost Rock with a lightning bolt?
So it could explode, which would do you probably no good here. You could just set it on fire, and if you created a fire with the Ghost Rock, it would get it going quick. But I mean, it's like a really good piece of saturated coal or something,
okay,
right? So it's not going to burn the totem pole. It might be able to, almost like a thermite grenade, you might be able to put it on a face and burn a hole down through it or something crazy like that, maybe. But you're a little bit worried because Ghost Rock is basically damned souls. This thing already eats lightning.
Yeah.
It's 50-50.
Some say it's dead. Yeah.
Right. I mean,
I don't believe so.
The fools believe it.
Right.
But there's definitely something weird here.
Right then. I can't set it on fire. What of you, Troy?
Okay, the Braves at the top of the plateau have now stood, tomahawks in hand.
And they start kind of
slashing lazily at you. They're easy to dodge for the moment.
Looking at the base of this thing, can I get... It's on a base. Right?
Yeah, it's just on a pedestal.
It's just on a pedestal.
Knock it over if you want. Whatever you want to do.
I'm thinking...
It's about 6 feet tall, probably about 150 pounds.
And what's down at the bottom of our hill? Is it
bodies,
stagecoach, and what else?
Bodies, teepees.
The bodies and the teepees.
Mud.
Sorry.
Father.
Let's see.
If we can roll it towards the stagecoach, and the interior of the stagecoach might be a little dry, might be able to light that on fire.
You would think so, but the problem is it was pulled apart.
It was pulled apart. Okay.
It is 4 days.
So that was pulled apart.
That's all right.
Okay.
You feel like that would work if it was dry. But
and all the patent medicines.
You're looking around, there's just nothing in this area that's going to burn like that, if you think that's what needs to be done.
Yeah.
Okay, the undead are beginning to take real swipes at you. Who's up top? You four, okay.
Ouch.
Oh my god. Okay, Sterling. So this undead Indian was kind of doing this, and you were thinking about shooting it or knocking its head off or whatever, and it kind of takes a swipe.
Something
that's going to do some damage to you, so that's going to be a wound.
I'm not sure that I can.
Unless you want to soak it. Okay, so make a big... Okay, so it's 11. Okay, so it's soon after
problem that must be solved by science.
And draws blood. Gabby, you get hit by one. Ow. Well, I just got it in for you. 14 for 5 is 9. That's going to be 2 wounds. Do you have any bennies left? I'd spend them. 1, yep. Now make a bigger roll. And this zombie brave just grabs you by the shirt and yanks you in and starts biting at your neck. Okay, so that'll get rid of one wound. You'll only take one, so you're lightly wounded. Dan, I missed you, and Ethan. Got you for 10, so that's going to be a wound, I believe.
Yep.
Okay, and this one has a broken spear tip, and it just drives it right down into your foot. You might have lost a toe.
My beautiful toes.
Shady Doug Four-Toe Laveau.
I was saving this for a special occasion, but I guess I have to use it.
I reach in, I pull out a flask.
Okay.
I pop the cork on the flask, and I throw it and sprinkle the damn totem pole.
Okay, rain just washes it right off.
All
right,
well, damn.
Just, right. you need something.
I need something bigger.
That's what you think needs
Son
to be
of
done.
Bitches.
It's got to be a lot bigger than anything that's available here.
Wait then, what if we just throw it in the river?
Padre,
we're thinking.
The undead are beginning to swarm. They're getting aggressive and fast.
Trying to, if possible, take the horses to a...
So you're gathering up all the horses.
...place where undead's over there and we're this way. And we
they're all over, so really the only thing place you could go is south, away from the rest of the party.
South it is.
Okay.
Gatling gun in hand.
Okay, so they're close enough at this point that they're going to start. I'm going to start rolling and doing damage. Do you want to start blowing them away?
I sure do.
Then I want you to give me a shooting roll, and what I'm going to be looking for is malfunctions here. Otherwise, I'm going to assume you're blowing lots away every time, okay? Because you have a Gatling shotgun. That's going to do some good damage. So tell me if you get a 1 on the shooting die.
I got it. No, I did not.
Okay. So down at the basin, you guys take a quick look, and you see, sure enough, these 100 and some undead have risen and are kind of loping and staggering, some towards the cliff base, some towards the Padre and his horses. The Padre has gathered up all of your horses and is kind of leading them and pushing them and herding them south. And then you see him whip out this shotgun. Boom, 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 boom. He starts blowing his way through the undead. But he's going to run out of shots way before he runs out of zombies.
I take a running leap at that totem pole, knock it off, and try to roll it down the hill.
Okay, no problem. You knock it down, you can roll it or slide it.
I'm going to just roll that sucker down the hill.
Okay, so you start rolling it down the hill.
bottom of the bottle.
No, I want you to do every single rah rah rah. Now.
Yeah. And Lantern goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody roll a d6.
Oh.
Okay, so well, you kick and roll it off, and really? Five. Another one? Oh. And wham! Lightning smashes into you and causes a wound. Okay. The undead at the top of the cliff, they come to the edge of the plateau. They chase after Dan and a totem pole. Ignoring you, and start hurling themselves off the cliff after Dan. Some of them make it, some of them don't.
Now, I'm just down the hill, right? I mean, I'm not at the river yet.
Right.
Right?
River's off to the to your left.
I'm just going
to
start kicking this thing as fast as I can towards the
okay.
river.
Okay.
I'm pulling my foot loose and basically diving down the hill.
Okay, so you're diving down the hill.
Yeah,
gonna do
her. After him.
I'm going to take a quick look at the shaman and the other body. It's up
dead in the door
see,
now.
See if there's anything on him.
There's a flask of green elixir in the Samuel's.
Okay.
Same stuff he was selling in town a few days ago that the local said was good. Kind of minty. What'd you get? Five?
Kind of minty.
Get you some help.
I'm trying to lure them away. They're following me.
Who else is on top?
The three of you are on top?
No, I dived after.
Okay, you dived after me.
Porto Laveau dives down the cliff.
Yes.
Oh, no. Diving down the cliff.
You're rolling it towards
I'm
the river.
I'm rolling it towards the river.
I'm just going to yell at him without leaving.
White man's magic is involved in this totem. Don't listen to what Loki says. Do not believe the totem.
The biggest fire's in camp.
He speaks yeah. with fork.
I stop, listen, whip around, and start pushing it back.
No, other camp. Fire pit.
Yeah, yeah, that's
down
why I'm throwing
river.
It towards the river. Yeah, I'm pushing it towards the river. No, I'm gonna push this thing in the river and ride it.
No,
you're pushing it in the river.
I'm gonna ride it down the river.
Keep it away from the water.
Okay, Dan's pushing to the river. What are you doing, Shady?
Once I get down there, I'm actually, if he's at the river, I'm basically, or if he's, I'm going to help him get this thing into the river.
Okay, so you're pushing to the river, Doc?
Yeah.
I would like to take a hot shot at a lot of zombies.
Okay, so the biggest cluster is coming after the preacher and the horse.
Okay.
Okay, so just make me roll.
God, he's shooting at me again.
All right, Gabby, what do you want to do? The horses are in danger. Some of these guys are taking the totem pole to the river.
I'm going to go and help the Padre and shoot some
Okay, so you're heading for the horses. You're already... No, you are not. Okay, right.
Get down and...
Give me an agility roll. Don't roll double ones. And you're going to do the same thing, though.
We got
to
get this thing on fire.
What do you want to do, Oklahoma Joe?
No fires at all.
No, nothing's going to burn. Nice. No problem.
The thing is, we left
you stumble yourself a few times.
I'm going to ride this fucking
rope. If we ride this down here, we might have to catch the rope that we left.
It's down there.
Yeah. So you're really running beside him saying, don't camp. Push it.
Okay, we got the rope across the river still. We left it down there.
Yeah, I'm trying to stop. I'm trying to hinder your...
Your progress?
Probably an Indian traitor. You're probably trying to stop me.
Do not get this thing wet. Well.
Too late.
It's already wet. It's raining. It's raining, so it doesn't matter. It's already wet.
Everywhere you guys kind of put your hands and feet, it bites at you. Now, again, it's this thick. It's this
right.
deep in the carbon, so there's no effect on it.
Can we get it down into the river?
Sure.
We put it face down.
Faces rotate around.
Wrap the blanket around his face.
Okay, so you're pushing.
I whip off my coat, wrap it around, tie it off, pop the arms around it in the face.
Yeah.
So it won't bite me.
There's four faces.
Well, you said they were all on one side, right?
Yes.
So I try to wrap my coat around it, covering up that side of the faces.
Okay. Good enough. where you got the coat? Okay, so you're pushing to water, you're pushing to the river, you're telling them to stop, you're heading for... Horses or river?
Horses.
Gabby's heading to the horses, Padre's on the horses, boom, 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 you didn't roll a one in your...
No, I did not. In fact, I got a raise.
Fantastic. Okay, so you actually clear a big spot right in front of the Padre where the zombies are. A bunch of them are kind of dancing around and shaking, and that lets Gabby and Trooper James run in and mount up on their horses. Did I leave somebody out? And Gabby.
Toss a rope to the pole. Maybe we can guide it.
They're kind of far. Do you want to push your way back through?
No.
The zombies?
Whatever.
Okay. The zombies are really starting to gather on. Okay, Dan, in your opinion, and you ran into something like this down in Nacogdoches once.
Once.
They've gained a temporary foothold from that lightning blast and this incredible shotgun that he's got going, but you think they're going to be swarmed.
They're going to be what?
Swarming.
Swarming.
You don't think they're going to make it out of that throng. Because that whole pile that was laying over there just got up and is running towards them. Do you care?
I care, but I got to burn this thing.
So you're heading to just keep on talking?
I got
to
burn this thing. Because the only way to kill them all is to burn this thing.
All right,
what I'm
so
thinking.
You're
this is all. This is all.
The river.
I'm going to the river with this.
Do you want
to
physically restrain them?
The thing about don't get it wet doesn't make much sense. If it's raining, I'll help.
Okay.
Stop hindering and.
Help. All right. So with a very brawny.
He's down here trying to help me push it in too. So
we got. Yeah, we have between the three of you, you easily push it into the river, and then what?
I jump on it.
You're jumping on it. Shady?
I watch in disbelief as he jumps on it.
You look back. There's a horde of zombies coming your way. Rock, hard place you.
This gorgeous face jumps on the thing, too.
Gorgeous face jumps in the river. Joe?
I swam this river almost once, so I can do it again.
All right, so you three are jumping in the river with the totem pole. Okay, those of you who are with the horses, between the lightning gun and the shotgun, give me one more roll each. And actually, Gabby and Trooper James, go ahead and give me a shooting roll, too.
Nice.
You're going to have to start shooting. Which one's bad? A one on your shooting die means you're going to jam.
Okay, but not on the...
Wild die can't hurt you.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so boom, boom, boom. You're shooting. You're blasting. Great. You've cleared a big hole. They're starting to run now through the mud. But now that these guys have jumped in the river, you don't really need to stay. So you're on the horses.
Yep.
Yeah!
Yep.
And you start riding south, right?
Yes.
Okay. You look over to the left in the river. You see these guys trying to hang on for dear life as the totem goes all the way down. Right? You see the faces going and just rolling around. They seem to be having the time of their life. Okay. You lose sight of the three on the river as the mud begins to slow you down. You three in the river, give me swimming rolls. I'm going to tell you what I'm looking for. I'm looking for sixes.
One with a four.
Okay, so you're fatigued.
I'm going to go with a four.
Okay. Now, 10. Fatigue just means a minus one. Doesn't mean you're drowning. There you go. Roll that again. Okay. Oklahoma Joe rides the pole up around once and actually like surfs for a second. What'd you get, Dan? What was that?
Four.
Four.
Okay, so you're.
I'm hanging on. I'm fatigued.
Yeah, I mean you're just. I mean the waves.
And I got a wound too, so that's I'm right, barely hanging on.
And Shady.
Ten.
Ten. Great. So you managed to keep above water, and you know you don't want to get the hair wet.
No, perfect.
In the face. But Dan's
right.
Taking the brunt
of
the punch.
The river water.
Okay.
Of course not.
Guys going down the river, give me one more roll. And we're going to lose track of you for a bit.
Five.
Four.
Five total.
Total? Eight.
Five is what you roll.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's minus
five.
Your
five total.
Minus your fatigue.
Oh, well, then it'd be.
Okay, so you're
going to
be exhausted.
I got a four.
You're fine again.
17.
I'm doing all the damn work. Of course I'm exhausted. Doing all the thinking for the group.
Okay, you're tired, you're fatigued now, but you're doing all right. You're hanging in there. You're hanging on to the side. You've got, fortunately, the coat wrapped around the thing. I'm actually giving you a plus one. It gives you something to hang on to rather than this wet, slick wood. Okay. You guys vanish down the river into the darkness. As you guys riding, you hear the totem pole singing on that. You ride. The zombies behind you are running, but you're starting to outpace them a little bit. You're riding, even though it's mud. Everybody give me riding rolls. Do not roll badly here. Your horse will break a leg. Great, great.
I rolled a 2 and a 3, but I'm prepared to Benny that.
You're just going to lag behind.
4.
All right. It's going to be broken leg territory.
But you're close to the zombie.
Gabriel is leading the charge, actually, like a clarion call from heaven. The professor is lagging behind quite a bit, and at one point his El Cheapo horse that he bought collapses down in the mud, but with all the heart and spirit of an animal being chased by the dead,
which it is,
it gets back up and starts tumbling along.
Okay. I know you haven't hit yet.
So, Padre, you're looking back at the doc, and you're riding, and the doc is still trailing behind, but Trooper James is kind of helping him a little bit. Gabby is riding off to the side and doing just fine. Got the gun out, it's kind of bouncing along, you're stuck in the mud, and you're riding as fast as you can. You hear bolt and neigh again, you look back, you look forward again. That battlefield you rode through before, all those undead have stood up and they're standing there with lances and they've got this evil look in their skeletal eyes. And they start stabbing and jabbing and hacking.
Even the Union?
Even the Union. Okay.
Sons of bitches.
Has piled into a swarm of these things that have just risen up out of the mud and are hacking and slashing and you're lagging behind. You're starting to run low on juice. What do you
Where's
do?
Where's your god now?
The Padre is close to getting pulled down out of his saddle right now.
Can you turn?
I don't know. Why are you?
Okay, do you want to get in close? Do you want to stay at a distance and shoot?
I'm getting close. Not too close, but.
Okay. Okay, go ahead and give me shooting rolls. I want enough to get ones on your die, skill die.
Yes.
Okay, you got a Benny? You want a Benny yet?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to hit the priest. He's in melee with these things. Look how big my stack's gotten. That's cool.
7 and a 5.
Okay, bam, bam. They start shattering skulls all around you, right? Ribs are exploding and shoulders pop. But there's just too many of them.
Grab the cross.
God, send me another TP.
Okay. They swarm all around you. You guys pick off a couple, but you got single shot weapons, and even though you put down 3 or 4, and you go boom, 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 click.
Yeah.
Smack, smack. You got probably 2 good shots left. You want to use it here or save it?
I will use one of them here, yes.
Use one of them. Give me a roll.
I'm just 5. Picturing him cranking his thing as the 5. Horse is galloping okay. Madly down
the... which one's the skill die?
The green one was the skill die.
Okay.
Well,
so,
no, this was always the wild die, so this was right. The skill die was
so
the
you're
going to
catch him
five.
In the blast. It's an area effect weapon.
Benny that. Melee.
Okay.
Okay. Red one's a skill die.
Okay. Zap. Go ahead and get roll damage for me for your area effect.
Okay. I never did take it off of 5. that's 9. 10, 11.
Okay. So, Padre, you're in the middle of these things. You're whacking them with your shotgun now with your barrel still spinning and smoking, right? You hear the Spencer carbine that Trooper James is carrying. Pop! Pop! Yeah. Pop! You hear Gabby's on. She's got 2 guns. She's just shooting left and right. And you hear... You're like, oh, no! Sure enough, zats all around you. But this time, the bones pop and explode all around you like popcorn. But you are not affected.
Lightning work too.
Okay. You guys push forward and you start riding hellbent for leather down to the ford. Everybody in the water, give me a swimming roll.
You're not in the water.
Not good. You just really don't want to get your hair in that river water, do you?
Nine.
I'm down one.
Shady is swimming just like it's the Mississippi.
This is essentially a two.
Oklahoma
I was
Joe
in the water.
He's actually swimming just fine, Shady. But what happens is, as Dan starts going under and you pull him up, the pole shifts and kind of the face revolves around. And it hits a stone and bounces back and cracks Oklahoma Joe right in the temple here. And you hear this gross crunching sound from under his skin. And the skin's all wavy and boily here. And blood starts coming out of his eye. You're still up. You're still conscious and aware. But it's a really nasty wound. But about that time,
where's your fiance?
You hit...
Let me attempt first aid, Wade.
You hit a bank. Now you stop for a second, you catch your breath, you pull Joe up. Dan is climbing up onto the bank. You hear thundering hooves from the west side, and you see three riding up with their horses. Okay? Unfortunately, from the east side of the bank, where the camp is, you hear bop, 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 like a Gatling gun. You hear boom of a cannon. You hear shots going off at the camp. Clearly, the camp is besieged. You look behind the riders, and you see a horde of skeletal and zombified undead rushing. There's no time to react. You've got one shot left. You're winding it up when you see behind this infantry, this walking, shambling horde, you see these riders that you saw before pouring towards you, thundering towards you. What do you want to do? You've got one shot left.
It's the riders in the sky.
Well, they're clearly coming to the gun.
They're on our side.
Right. I have to blast the zombies and the things again.
Roll it. Okay, you need to roll. So, with your last shots, you turn and you fire at the oncoming horde. You guys are dragging the totem pole up on the other bank towards the camp?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Just leave these guys, too bad. Shit happens, right?
You got to.
Okay. Because they're 30 yards across the raging river.
What are we going to do?
And I don't have loyal, so.
Well, I have code of honor.
Okay.
And
she's been around. You got the last couple of shells in the gun. Pop, pop, pop. You get rid of some of those. Professor Lightning cranks it up, fires. You clear the horde. You guys empty your pistols and your rifle, and you clear the first, the vanguard of the shambling horde, but then the next wave hits, and they start to overrun. And that's when the thundering riders hit, and you see lances and tomahawks and war axes slashing in at the undead. And on the back of this very strapping, handsome brave on the front of the riders is this beautiful Indian maiden holding her papoose. And they're smashing and slashing and giving you a beachhead for you to get across that river if you want. Or you can stay and fight the 1,000 undead that are coming. Okay. So you certainly have to, because you hear the fighting at the camp, and that's you guys, right? So if you want to go across the river, give me a swimming roll.
Yes.
That rope's
still there.
Riding roll.
But you have horses. That rope across the river is still there.
It is? I got it. There is a rope across the river at this point. It's going to give you a plus two.
Okay.
Okay.
Give me a five.
Whenever, still me my guy is gone.
Doing the action.
I that.
Can I reload? It may not. It may just mean you wash down the river a little further.
Do I have any shells left?
Like two.
Two? Yeah. I'm not making it across the river.
Save one for yourself.
You're going to stay with the Indians?
Yeah.
That's noble, Padre. Doomed, but noble.
With the rope, I get a six.
Okay, so you're barely making it across, and your gun is every now and then in a row. Trooper James is having a tough time, though. He's just too beat up. You want to help him or keep going? What'd you get, Gabby?
With the plus two.
Ooh. Okay,
I've got a wound and I'm
Gabby,
blind.
She's actually doing great. She's hand over. Where'd she go? She's gone, washed away with the river.
Come on, lad, hurry up.
I'll help. Want to let go and try to find her, or let her go? I mean, she looked almost dead already, so. before. Okay, so you're going after her? Or?
Yeah, after her.
Okay, give me another swimming roll. All right, those of you across the river with the totem pole, what are you doing?
Totem pole in the fire pit?
Yep.
How long of a ride full bore is it going to take to get to this?
Oh, you're like, you're there. You're like here to the bathrooms at this point. And they have gathered around that big fire pit and are fighting off what looks like hundreds, if perhaps not thousands, of undead from all directions. Whatever is happening here, it's resurrected the dead for scores of miles around.
All right.
What do you
want to
do?
I say we use this thing as a battering ram and roll it into the fire.
Okay, so you want to pick it up?
I'm with him. We pick this sucker up.
So three of you pick it up.
Pick it up and run it in.
Okay, who's on point?
Me.
Okay, give me a bigger roll. Just him?
Huh.
Yeah. Actually, you two give me strength rolls, Ethan and James.
Nice.
12.
Wow, look at you go.
13.
14.
That would be a 2.
Okay. Well, you're helping carry it.
I'm like, oh.
Splinter. Okay.
Splinter.
So right. All the eyes are pointing up now, like, where are you going? Where are you taking me, right? And they do not look happy. And genuinely unhappy at this point, other than the fake unhappy I've been doing all along. Okay. You dive into the river to try to find Gabby, and sure enough, you find soft flesh and female parts, and you're like, oh, I got her. And you pull her up, and it's not her. And you feel hands all down in the river bottom. And Gabby, the last thing you see is the world fades from your view. You got a knife?
Yes, I have a
bowie. Give me a fighting roll. We'll give you one chance here. You need to make this roll.
6.
Okay, 7. That's good. Okay. So this face appears out of the turgid water. It's got no jaw and half its teeth. One eye hanging out of a socket. Grabbing you. And you whip your bowie knife out of its sheath and you slash right across its throat. Just as you do that, you propel yourself upwards. You kick off up a rock and you land on the bank. And you see Trooper James spinning around with the zombie face next to you down the river. You can take a shot if you want, but you might hit Trooper James. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There's no rope. You can shoot or let him go.
I can shoot him.
Okay, so fix them. You do your quick draw, you take a shot. Wait, you want to shoot him? That's a viable option.
Zombie.
Okay. Splash. Water splashes by you, and you feel something burning in your shoulder. You're pulling yourself up onto the bank. You're managing to fight your way over that way, but you feel hands all up in your pants. They're all over you now. You guys ram your way
through. Stop to help him.
You did, but he's just gone. And you're hanging onto the rope, and you look down, and you see faces down in the water.
Wait, this can't be good.
You want to pull yourself across really fast? Okay, so you manage to do so, but you don't. You almost get to the shore when you feel yank, and you're yanked back off the rope and underwater. They're all over you. You feel fingers going down your throat, fingers in your ear. They're tearing at your body parts.
It's the best time you've had in years.
Normally you have to pay for this. He's recharged to the fire pit. Captain Wilson pulls around with a rifle and aims it at you. What do you say?
Do I have time?
Sure. I mean, he's just panicking, right? All he sees is things streaming out of the darkness.
But, I mean, we threw the thing on the fire. I thought we were...
You're not there yet. You're almost there.
We're barreling our way towards the fire.
Yeah. Well, if I drop the thing to shoot the...
No.
We don't need to shoot the captain.
We don't need to shoot the captain.
Oh, the captain. Oh.
Yeah, the captain.
Oh, not me. Same last name. I ram it. I ram into him and ram him into the fire, too.
No relation.
Since I'm rather useless on the whole carrying thing, I want to cast deflection on him.
Oh, give me an agility roll. Let's see if you're fast enough.
Come on, card shark.
Eight.
Okay, here's how I'll do it. Okay, Jim pulls around with the rifle, slow motion. See, I mean, he's got panic in his eyes because things are just streaming at him from all directions, right? But just as he cocks the lever back, you almost kind of Matrix pull back like that, right? But it does go right through your cheek, bursts out.
I got another one.
That side of the jaw whizzes past your ears.
Another story to tell.
Mama Joe, who's been unlucky all night, just clips a feather in your hair. No damage. And you knock it
goes
into
the rain and shoot him? Because this is really crappy day.
Push it in. Push it straight into Jim's chest. Oh, he falls backwards, drops the rifle, kind of spins off of it. You throw it into the rail pit. And it lands in the fire. And you feel the screams like they're coming from hell itself, coming out of all four faces at once as they spin and pop and scream in the fire pit. Those of you who are in the river with the zombies, they're pulling you under. They've got you. They've got you with the eye and the cheek and the mouth and every hole you've got. Every limb you have.
Every the word is orifice that you were reaching for.
I do usually have to pay for that.
And then they stop. And you burst forth out of the water, gasping for air, and you hear this screaming hellfire coming from up at the camp, and there's this sparks and smokes like sulfur and brimstone. Boom! The totem pole explodes. Splinters and wood shower everyone. All of you who are at the camp are peppered by this spray, and it's all through your face and your neck and your arm. And the rain stops.
For the Indian princess.
She's across all the bay a while. There with the
yeah, she
father.
Comes riding across yeah. with her brother and gives you her hand.
I walk over.
Did I really?
I took a meat barbecue, baby.
I turn around and hand him the rest of my flask.
Much obliged. And I hand him a cigarette. Broken.
Finn. I walk over to Miss Gabby and I said, "Ma'am, you're under arrest."
Thought you were all busy.
That's it. That's the end.
Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven Podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.